Coming to you live from Central Texas, it's Let's Talk with your host, Eric Jackson. So just sit back, relax, and enjoy the great conversation. And now, here's the host of Let's Talk, Eric Jackson! All right, good afternoon. Happy Monday to you out there. I hope everybody had a wonderful, wonderful weekend. This is Let's Talk. I am Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Eric Jackson. And today is Open Mic Monday. And y'all know how we do it on Open Mic Monday. Whatever you thinking, whatever happened over the weekend you want to talk about, let's do this thing. Let's talk about it. Because you know why? It's Monday. And everybody has something that happened over the weekend, I'm sure, that they really, 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 really want to talk about. So there. Now, if you want to join the conversation today, no problem. Just give me a call, 347-838-8622. Email me, ericletstalk@gmail.com. Or you can join me in the chat room. Just sign into your local social media site, Facebook, MySpace, Instagram, whatever you're using. And, you know, join me in the chat room there. Or you can follow me on Twitter at DrivenForLife62. And also, I have started a Facebook page, Let's Talk with Eric Jackson. So, you know, at Facebook.com. So if you want to leave comments about the show or, you know, give me your little input, no problem. Go ahead. Go ahead and we can go on and get the conversation going right there. I'll be monitoring that page throughout the show as well. All right. Now, I think I have got all the admin stuff out the way. And right now we got a question. Hey, you must have known I was going to talk on that. And the question is, what's going on with all the NFL players? You know, honestly, this is nothing new that is going on right now. I think it's brought more to the forefront since the killing, since the guy killed his wife and killed himself. So it's nothing that's, I said, extraordinary new. It's just deaths are involved now. So it's like putting the spotlight on them, even putting the spotlight on the NFL a little bit more. And, I mean, let's really be thinking about it. You have these young boys with these big old contracts, and, you know, and a lot of them, depending on where they came from, aren't ready for the, the exposure that they would have or the trials and tribulations that come with having a lot of money, you know, or the spotlight that they may be put in, not necessarily money. And if you got these young girls, you know, also involved, you know, who's not understanding or have a good head on their shoulder either, then, yeah, you may have problems. Now, this one guy, you know, in Dallas, you know, he had been pulled over before for a DUI when he was in college. So, you know, there was a precedence there. But I don't know whether, I don't know. You know, it's sad that, you know, people have to actually die, you know, for things to get noticed. And then that's never a good thing. But one good thing came from the shooting is a lot of NFL players have actually turned their weapons into the NFL security, their team security. You know, so that's one thing that has come out of that I think is real good. All right, let me see who I got on the line. Boop, boop,
boop, boop. What's hey, so goddamn good about them turning in their guns to security?
Well, you know, if they're going to use it, you know, Joe, here's the good thing about it. All right, first off, good afternoon, Joe. How was your weekend?
It wasn't bad. How about yours?
Oh, man, my weekend, it was okay. I got a lot of stuff taken care of.
Okay.
I'm still working on other things. But
oh,
anyway.
Yeah, I know a project isn't one of them, but that's okay.
Oh, yeah, that's one of them. Trust me. That's why I had to go and get my Facebook page put in for the show.
No,
but anyway,
okay.
Let's talk about this gun thing. The only reason why it's good, Joe, because if they don't trust their stuff with it and, you know, they feel they may do something that's not lawful, then, yes, I think it's good that they turn their weapons in.
Well, how many did? Because I didn't even hear about this. I do know that.
Well, I mean, they haven't given a large number, but they said, I mean, they haven't given a definite number, but they said a large number of NFL players have actually came and turned their weapons in.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I know something like 75% of them own guns, and I don't see them turning in their weapons at all.
Well, yeah, it's a lot of them. You know, that may not be turning them in, but there's a lot of them that are.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
You know, the thing about it was, you know, that guy, he had multiple weapons. And that's the report that came out is a lot of the players are actually turning in multiple weapons.
Yeah, well,
so maybe, you know, so maybe it is a good thing that finally has come out of it.
It's a good thing. So we had one killing in, what, the 30, 40 years of the NFL? That's supposed to make everybody go nuts. You know what I think should happen? I think your chat callers should go through psychological testing. That's what I think. The people in the chat room. That's what I think.
What up, Joe? And see, A-Now says, I think the teams now should be pulling together and putting these guys through some psychological testing. Well, you know what, A-Now, when they are drafted, they go through all that kind of stuff. But, I mean, you can test them as many times as you want to, and you never know what's going to affect them or make them snap. So, I mean, testing them, you know, they do that before they draft these players. I mean, these players go through a strenuous test before they even get drafted by the NFL. So, I don't know if that would be the answer to that.
Yeah, well, there's always people who are always saying, well, we got to do this, we got to do that. And that always comes out of my pocket to support their dreams. I think, like I said, I think you're the people in the chat. They should go through psychological testing.
Whatever, Joe.
At least one. One that I know of. Let me think. Let me think who it might be. I nav, blab. Yeah, maybe her.
Oh, no, I don't think so.
No?
Hey, but, Joe, let's be real. Let's be real about this, man.
All right.
You mean to tell me you wouldn't mind if this, you know, saves some lives? I mean, it's not about gun control right now. It's about saving lives, Joe.
It is,
Joe.
About gun control. That's what people
are
rolling.
No, it's not.
Sure
because
it is.
No, it's not. These guys are turning their weapons voluntarily. They're not being forced to turn them in.
I have to investigate that, Eric. I don't. I'm going to have the idea that the NFL probably forced them, since these guys already revealed how many weapons they have. I think one quarterback, he's got shotguns, and he goes hunting, and he goes shooting targets on the weekend. So now they want hunting weapons, target weapons. It's all about gun control. Again, this is what, the first time that somebody shot their wife, or I'm surprised some wife didn't shoot their husband in the 40 years of the NFL. And these are people who have got a lot of testosterone. They're full up with roids. And you would think there would be more shootings, but there haven't been. Nah, I don't want people. You know, look. If I turn in my weapons, right? The criminals are not turning in theirs. And if they know that the populace doesn't have weapons, then they're going to be burglarized and home invasions and killed a hell of a lot more.
But, Joe, you're arguing about the wrong thing. Let me bring Stan in here. But you're arguing about the wrong thing, Joe.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, Stan, you on the air. What's going on, man?
Hey, Stan.
Hey, how's everybody?
Not bad. How about you?
Doing good.
Remember when one of the ladies said that she wanted us to meet women during the weekend and see how it was?
Oh, that was Shasta.
Yeah.
I got plenty of women I could see how it was. I met one woman, 7 years with a relationship, beating a guy, very beautiful woman. Say 7 years with a guy who's still beating the living crap out of her. Yeah?
Okay.
That's one. Second woman I met, a woman that basically go out for 2 years, and the last 2 years, well, 3 years, and the last 2 years, boyfriend stopped sleeping with her. Okay. Another one woman I met was, boyfriend doesn't treat me anymore good, doesn't make me feel good at all. Just bitterness. Just that's what I meant. Three girls. So.
Well, I got a front row seat to a soap opera battle. My neighbor, about 2 weeks ago, she got a present from a boyfriend. The guy bought her a brand new stove, green, modern, state of the art. Now she breaks up with him. The guy was here the other day, banging on the not her door, banging on the foyer door, and ringing the phone and buzzing. And I said, oh, my God, the phone's ringing off the hook. The buzzing isn't stopping. The guy's banging on the door. He's calling out her name. I bet they broke up. So I said to myself, I predicted around 8 o'clock tonight, the guy will be back. But he wasn't back. He was back around 11 o'clock, 11:30, and they had a shouting match, and then they took it outside, and then I guess the guy left. So that could be my report, but this happened like a few days ago prior to Shasta's experiment, but I'm still waiting for Eric.
Yes, and Saturday when I try to meet women, all women that I try to meet, selfish, not interested in meeting men, just attention whore.
It's very easy to prove our point. All you got to do is meet a chick and say, well, you believe in equal rights, right? Right. So how many dates do you go out on and you pay for? And that's it.
That's it.
You win the case.
Well, we're going to put that question out there on the page also. But I want to get back to the NFL right now. We can get to this other stuff because we always talk about the other stuff. But let's talk about this point that Joe is trying to argue that NFL players turning in their weapons of gun control, because I don't believe that.
How can you not believe
it? It could have been. I mean, they could have been doing it.
What do you mean?
You know what I'm saying?
No,
I don't. The NFL, you know, with all the testing and all the things these players go through, that could have been one of the guidelines coming in. If you have a weapon, you know, turn it in.
Gun control. If somebody wants to take away somebody else's weapon, I don't know what else you call it, but gun control.
But that's what I'm saying. That they weren't doing it. They did it on their own.
Yeah, but that's still gun control, isn't it?
How you figure if they turn it in themselves?
No, the NFL. No, oh, I see what you're saying. You're saying that the. I doubt that, Eric. I'm gonna have to take a look at the story. I doubt if they volunteered to say, well, you know what? Because of this killing, let me turn in my guns to security of the NFL. I bet you the NFL had a memo. And they said, turn them in.
Well, I mean, it may have been a memo saying if you feel, you know, you may not, you know, you may do something wrong with your weapon, then yeah, turn them in. But it still was the player's choice. See what I'm saying? So they're not being forced to turn them in.
Well,
hopefully, common sense
is
kicking in and say, well, let me turn them in just in case.
No, if the memo was read or written the way that you just said it, that's different. But I bet you the memo said, turn them in or else. Again, where's the article that you read it? I want to read this article.
Well, I haven't read the article. Tony Dungy said it last night on NFL Sunday night.
Okay, I'll look it up on the web now.
But I'm sure, you know, it is not nothing that's being forced upon
them. I doubt it. I bet it is.
You bet it is?
These guys are not going to give up their weapons just like that. They're going to, they have to have been forced.
I don't know, Joe. I really can't say. I don't think they've been forced to do it.
Well, let's see. I'm gonna put in NFL players turn in weapons. Let's see what pops up. What do you think, Stan? It's only seven people. Seven people turned them in.
I think like you said, they need psychology tests and things like that. They need. Those guys, it just shows me that even if you have the money and everything, if you're not ready for life, psychologically, if you're not ready for conflict in your life, you're done. If you're not prepared for conflict, because one guy shot his girlfriend and everything, he wasn't prepared for that. He wasn't prepared for being, you know what? Are you going to jeopardize everything that you work hard as an NFL player for that? For a woman? Really?
By the way,
wait. Who said it was about a woman?
He killed his wife.
He killed his wife.
That was his girlfriend.
He killed his girlfriend. What do you think it was?
What the hell? Who said it was about a woman? It was about It was about finances, and they were having problems, but that don't mean she was the cause. Maybe he just didn't want to be with her no more. You know, he did leave his girlfriends. I mean, his
so he didn't. So he felt like he wanted to leave her, so he thought that he'd just get rid of her permanently out of the picture without leaving
exactly,
her.
Exactly, by killing her. Come on.
Like, yeah, by shooting him in the head.
Exactly.
Well, and then why yourself then?
Because he felt guilty. He was emotionally and psychologically deranged
exactly.
at that
and
time.
And
in that case, why didn't he just kill himself and leave?
He didn't have Sandra as a man to say, you know what? I'm not going to accept a woman disrespecting you. I'm not going to accept this. I'm not going to accept that. And he accepted it, and the woman said something out of blood, and he snapped.
You know, Stanley, that's bullshit. But hold on, let me bring another caller here. Good afternoon. Good afternoon.
It also says here court orders NFL player to turn over his guns. So it was a court.
What court? Order what player? I'm going to have to go and research that to make sure.
All right. Let me get to it. As soon as the stupid
thing. But anyway, hold up, Joe.
Okay.
All
right.
Hey, new caller, you're on the line. Your mic is open.
Gentlemen, how are you today?
All right, we're doing good,
hey,
Mr. Solution. How are you?
All right, happy Monday, as they say. Hey, do we need to invoke the Second Amendment here, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state? The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And that weak-ass Supreme Court, that Roberts Supreme Court has upheld that. I think it was a situation in D.C., hey, and I agree with the concept presented that the chat room people should undergo an interview. They should be psychologically examined.
Yeah.
Well, but wait a minute. I withdraw that because no one would be in the chat room if they underwent a psychological examination. I'm just teasing. At any rate, let's not forget Steve McNair.
Yeah,
that's a good example also.
Do we
Steve
remember
McNair
Steve?
What?
Yeah, Steve Mistress shot him, correct?
Yes, he's not.
That's right, while he was asleep.
He was asleep.
Punk-ass bitch.
Oh, Lord. All right, Joe.
Well,
but Stanley, you
when he was asleep. What kind of, that's a cowardly Bob Roy.
And I have to agree with Mr. Solution. It's because the man, they have a standard as a man to say, hell no.
You know what, Stanley? That's bullshit once again. You can't blame everything on the damn woman.
Why
not? No, I blame on the man.
Because you can't.
I'm not blaming the woman.
Actually, you can. I know we don't like to do this, but I would submit to you that virtually every problem in existence in humanity can be traced to the woman. The woman is the origin of all the problems. And
wow,
I have the balls to fucking say it.
Holy shit. And I'm saying 95% on a good day. This is the first time Rich has actually exceeded my expectations.
I'm saying 100% because the problem is that I'm steeped in theology, law, and also practicality. The woman chooses the man who kicks her ass, and she chooses to go back to the man who kicks her ass. The woman is now, the problem is we don't have the guts to say it. That's what I see. Now, I'm talking to you guys now, but I sit back and watch this all the time. And I have hosted shows where I've tried to help women, I've tried to inform them, and all of this kind of stuff. But the woman is at fault for virtually every problem in humanity.
You too.
And the pussification of men is to not admit that. That's the weakness of men.
Well,
let
me disagree with you on that, Rich. All right, I don't say virtually everything that happened since the beginning of time is the result of, you know, bad women. But I would say pretty close. Let me pick a subjective number, 90%, because there are some demented men out here, for example, the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers, who, unless you want to attribute their upbringing to the lack of nurturing from their mothers, which could certainly be the case, then you'd have to attribute a lot of the the psychos out here just because they were born with some sort of chemical imbalance, or their fathers could have contributed to it. So I'm not going to say all problems stem from women, but I will say that in terms of American-bred women, in terms of relationships, definitely, in my opinion, 95 to 99%.
Actually, Joe, I would encourage you to do a little bit of research on the profile of serial killers. They always trace it back to an abusive mother, virtually never an abusive father. It's an abusive mother. Now, the thing of it is this. I don't see that as being a problem that is insurmountable, because the first step to resolving a problem is properly identifying the problem. So the fact that women are the cause, if you go back to the Adam and Eve scenario, and I do believe that's the best account of creation. That's the best account of humanity's beginning and propagation. One lady I was in a discussion with said to me, well, that's a metaphor. I say, well, she says the Adam and Eve scenario is a metaphor. And I say, okay, a metaphor for what? Where's the real story? If that's not the real story, where is the real one? Because a metaphor stands for something. So, and of course, she couldn't produce that. But the point of it is, even in the Adam and Eve scenario, which most people who listen to your show, Eric, including you, don't you claim to be a Christian?
Yes, I am a Christian.
Okay, then if you go back, the perfect man, the perfect woman, as God created them, perfect. Who fucked up? And who spread? You know, one of the things in the scriptures, it says not only the worst sin is not just committing a sin.
Okay, so what do we do about it, Richard?
Let me lay the foundation.
If you're convinced, that's great.
Let me just lay the foundation.
Because you've already talked about it before. You talked about
I want to make this point again, if I may. A worse sin than committing the sin is spreading the sin, taking it to others, getting them to join in league with you. Well, Joe, the question you asked is a very simple one. Tell the truth. The truth is powerful. As long as we men sit back and, with our thumb up our asses and scratching our asses and our wooden
heads, tell the truth, and then what?
And we don't tell the truth, well, the truth can't have its effect. Because just telling the truth creates change.
Okay,
just telling the truth.
All right, so how's that going to come about?
Well, how's the truth going to come about?
But Mr. Solution,
that's one thing I have to agree with Joe. It's like, even if you tell the truth to women, you can't change women. Women are going to be who they are.
It's not so much changing women. It's changing stupid ass men who protect women. That's who you really want to change.
I'm not saying the only person I want to change is men to have a standard and not accept platform women, and they're doing crap to you. As a man, if a woman's treating you like crap or disrespecting you or doing things that are not good, you have to stand up for yourself and not take an excuse and say, oh, she was in period, she didn't know what she was doing and all that crap, and say, no, I'm not going to take that thing and you don't deserve my time.
Why can't the woman take that same? Why can't the woman take that same stance, Sam?
Because women don't take that same stance.
Wait! What stance, Eric? What stance?
I present women after women, and they'll stay with a guy who beats something crap out of them for 7 years. They could have all the things that they want. I told you, I've done it this weekend. She asked a question. Go get a woman this weekend, see if she's all right. I went to two beautiful women that looked okay, and one of them, like I said, 7 years crap and beating the living crap, and she still stay with the guy. Other woman staying with a guy who's not had sex with him for 2 years and still staying with a guy. Another woman staying with a guy who treats her like crap but still staying with a guy.
I was on a domestic violence show this weekend, and one of the points I made is that the abusee is as sick as the abuser, and both need treatment, both, the man and the woman. And I also pointed out, when you look at it outside of crime statistics, women are the initiators of abuse actually more than men. Women will hit men. You see, something Raymond. I love Raymond.
It's fostered in the soap operas and TV very, very often, and in commercials. Yeah.
Women hitting men.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and bullshit is accepted. And I remember when Oprah was talking about, when you hear them, they'll say, well, a man should never hit a woman. A man should never hit a woman. But they never say to the woman, you shouldn't hit a man.
Hang on. Let me come in, man. Let me come in.
Okay, can I say something? Poverty.
No, let me come in.
Just for a second, before you come in. Oh. The only thing I just want to say is, Eric, I looked up about the NFL players, and there's nothing there about NFL players voluntarily putting in their guns. So I just want to say that. Sorry.
All right.
I just want to tear down the foundations of what Rich is saying, yeah? Now, it has to be clear. Are you talking about black women? Are you talking about white women or Asian women? Because I don't see this problem in their community. You understand?
Well, in the white community, there is. In the Asian community, the strictly Asian community, no.
All right. Now, with the black community, right? Now, I'm going to tear down what you're saying, Mr. Solution. Now, because, you know, I think you're misinterpreting what's going on. Because I don't know how you guys can sit down and blame women for everything that goes 95% of the shit or 90% of the shit that's going on in the world. Because at the end of the day, if you go back into slavery, we're going back to 1712 now, the Willie Lynch letters that was given to us. Now, some people say they don't want to believe in Willie Lynch, but we're going under the same syndrome that he was trying to get out. Do you understand? Do you know about the Willie Lynch letter, brother?
What's that? What was that?
Have you heard the Willie Lynch? I'll pull it out of the chat anyway. Do you know about the Willie Lynch letter? Because what you got to understand, the reason why they attack and why they make everything go through the black woman, right, is because the black woman creates the best slaves in a system that we do not run. So when you want to, I understand what you're saying, that, you know, the black woman is to blame, but only because the devil made it that way, put everything through the black woman. The devil used to kill black men in front of black women. Now, when the child grows up now, the black woman would keep the child in a certain frame of mind, beat the child to do better in the system, or tell the child not to be so rebellious. Don't do things that way, because they didn't want to see their child die. You understand? And the same thing goes
well,
on.
Well, poverty, that makes sense then. And that makes some sense now. But when you look at the whole gamut, when you look at the whole scheme of things,
yeah,
it is about entitlement and privilege and this false power. One of the reasons that American women particularly, now you've said something that was very, very delineating or distinguishing between American women and, say, British women, because you said, quote, when men spend money on women in the UK, the women feel a sense of obligation. Okay,
yeah.
And that's very critical, and that should be the way it is, because when you spend money on someone, they are obligating themselves if they take the money, if they take the goods and services. But women in America, these pigeons have learned to just gobble up everything and feel that it's their birthright, and that's where the problem comes in.
Yeah, but brother, as you know, and don't you see?
Wait a minute, you're breaking up. We're not. At least I'm not hearing you very well.
Can everyone else hear me properly? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, go ahead, Supreme. I mean, go ahead, Supreme. Yeah.
Don't you think that the TV, what's being propagandized on the television, which America and Obama have adopted the same system of propaganda in their TV groups as Joe Group from Germany? Don't you think that the TV has a lot of play in how women think? Because that's a straight attack on, especially our black women. Don't that's got a lot to play in why women are the way they are. Men on TV paying for women and stuff like that. That plays has a lot to do with it. And we black men do not control the TV. We controlled by white Jewish men.
Yeah, but see, that's a meaningless excuse, Supreme, because what you're saying is yes, but you're saying yes, but television influences them. That's bullshit. Women know what they're doing. No woman is that stupid that she just follows, this entertainment boob tube. Women do what they are allowed to get away with. And my position is much of the problem with women is actually men, at least the way it is right now. Because now Joe asked me earlier, and maybe it was just for purposes of illumination, but the truth itself, can we get a consensus on the truth is power? If you lie to the U.S. government, if you lie to them, they can throw your ass in jail. That's what Martha Stewart experienced, which is a rarity, by the way. But lying is problematic, and telling the truth has a power. Most of us have never focused on that because we've just kind of, been negligent. But telling women the truth, particularly in the area of men saying what they want. I heard the Iceman, who did a good show, I was shocked when I saw the title. He says, what do good men want in women? And I go, wow, this is refreshing, because we usually never hear that. And men, most men have not even gotten in touch with their emotional side, with their relational selves, simply because they're always seen as disposable. They're the protector of women and children. And what a caller said, which I thought was even more illuminating and encouraging, is he said a man's first responsibility is not to a woman, not to a child, but to himself. And I thought that was just so refreshing, because the average man doesn't know that, or he certainly doesn't act like it. Your first obligation is not to a biatch. It's to you.
I agree with you.
To your first obligation should be. And you hear women all the time talking about, well, I want a man with confidence, confidence, confidence. What they really want is a man who's full of shit and full of drama. But that is confidence when you can say to these beady-eyed, frog-eyed fools that my first obligation is to me. Now, obviously, you can say to God, but that's between you and God. But your first obligation is to you.
So hang on then, brother, right? Because you was trying to say that the TV ain't got no part to play. Now, I'm saying to you, brother, when you see the little youths going out there selling drugs, killing each other, gang-banging, pimping out our sisters, where do you think they get that idea from?
Well, where are the parents? See, what you're introducing is a de minimis issue. What you should be looking at are the parents. Where are the parents of these children? We're not talking about TV as being the primary educator.
Yeah, but
it is the parents. Would you agree?
No, but then it's the system again.
Would you agree that the parents are the primary educator? I'm trying to get clarity on that.
They should be, but they're not. But at the end of the day, how can parents, right, govern their children when they're not allowed to even set a proper boundary for their children? When if we even shout at our kids, it's seen as abuse. Or we even smack our children, it's seen as abuse.
Well, that's our fault too. If we allow that, I mean, parents still have authority over their children. It's just that you have a proliferation of single mothers who are inept at raising children. And I'm talking about.
Supreme, you could still have authority.
I'm talking about voluntary single mothers. I always like to distinguish voluntary single mothers, selfish ones, as opposed to women who actually got married and whether their spouse died or they divorced. I see that as being distinctly different from women who go out and F irresponsibly and produce a child. Those are the ones that should be really wiped out. That should be persona non grata in any society, the proliferation of voluntary single mothers or out of wedlock.
Yeah, but that's because of the system as well. Because the system gives the woman a lot more welfare than she would get if she was with the man.
What you're saying. You're right. But notice what you're saying.
Not the black woman. It's just the black woman taking advantage of the system. They're not the one who... We never set it up, right?
Well, I'm talking about women, period. Now, you can break out black women if you want and talk about...
I'm taking black women out of it, and I'm taking black people man out of it because we ain't got no say or no control over the system that's being taken place. Arabs have and Asians have control over their system in a sense that their people control their way of life, their culture. White folk have control over their way of life and their system. Black folk nowhere in the world have control over our system and our culture and our current affairs. You've got to differentiate what type of women you're chatting about. Because black women ain't got no say, and black men ain't
Supreme,
got no say.
Supreme, we could take black women and white women. I'm sorry, the two women that Supreme. The two women that I met, one which was the woman that was there for 7 years and took a guy who was beating the crap out of her. And the other woman who doesn't want to sleep, whose boyfriend doesn't want to sleep with her for 2 years, those two were white women. They weren't even black women.
Exactly. Yeah, no, I'm saying, but black women,
women don't put the standard. Like, I have to agree with Mr. Solution. Too many women
are different,
bro. Too many women don't woman up, like Mr. Solution
listen,
said.
Listen.
Too many women don't woman up. And don't look at themselves in the mirror and say, you know what, I am responsible for what I do. I am. They never.
Yeah, but what I'm saying to you.
They blame the risk. They blame television. They blame whatever. They blame whoever they are. But they never look at themselves in the mirror and say, you know what, what did I do to attract this kind of guy? What did I do to have this kind of man in my life? What kind of attitude do I have in my life? Do I treat my man well? Do I do the things I need to do to say that I'm a good woman? How many women do that? How many?
Listen, yeah. A lot of black women do that, yeah. And a lot of white women do that. You know what it is? Again, it depends on who, if the woman respects you or not. It depends on how much the woman likes.
I'm not talking about respect. I'm talking about taking responsibility for what you do. Because as a man, I have to take responsibility for what I do. That's the first thing that every human being has to have. That's taking ownership of what you do in your life. If you decide to treat a person if you decide to have an attitude as a woman, don't be surprised of the consequence of that attitude.
Supreme, I think what you need to do, is to step back, and there also has to be an adjustment for cultural differences. See, I'm standing back and I'm looking at you, and I do understand some of what you're saying, but you're not understanding that you're in a different culture. Now, we appreciate talking to you.
I'm
know
in the
I
same
do.
Bullshit culture as you, brother.
Not a degree of bullshit, because there is. But when you said one thing earlier, like if you hear this, and it's good to boil this down to just one or two things for purposes of recollection, but the gentleman here on this line in America, and we're from East Coast to West Coast, North and South, you have a good mixture of men here, demographic, geographic. And what we agreed upon is the one way that women can show care and concern is to pay for the first three dates. We all agreed upon that.
No, I
all of us agreed
with all
on
that, brother. Brother, I ain't got a problem with all of that. I agree with what you're saying, but what I'm pulling you up about is the fact of blaming the woman.
Yeah, but fuck that. What you got to get over is the fact. See, that fuck who blames. My conclusion of blaming the woman is based on the facts. What you're disagreeing, you're just disagreeing with the premise, ipso facto. You're just disagreeing with the premise just to disagree with it. You have no facts to support your position. You have no facts.
The only thing that I agree with you on, right, is that maybe our women and men should go under psychological evaluation for Woody Lynch syndrome, right, and Stockholm syndrome. That's what.
Yeah, but let me give you a fact. Okay, ready? Every woman who's in a relationship with a man in America, she chose that man.
Yes.
That's what Stan is telling you.
Yes,
women
but I'm trying
make...
to tell you, which you threw out of the you threw out was I'm saying, don't you think the TV?
TV. I mean, you're stuck on that. Get off of that. Because if you can't raise the TV as being a defense for anything, you're just raising that as a non-issue.
That's a non-issue in the world. It's the biggest programmer in the world.
But that's a non-issue. People still are responsible for the
choices they make. Even if you put the TV in, you are still responsible for the choice you make. TV or no TV, you are still
I'm not saying that.
Yeah, but you cannot say
I'm not denying that.
Responsibility.
Listen,
you are responsible. Responsible means you own it to yourself. You make a choice. There's one thing that all human beings have.
The tap
is
water.
Choices.
Let me tell you something. The tap water is loaded with estrogen, right? Now, you cannot deny, because I studied science here, you cannot deny that the tap water has something to do with this rise of homosexuality all over the place. The tap water that we drink, the same tap water that we get over here, mm-hmm. is fucked up as fucked up as the ones that
okay.
you get in America.
Let me introduce something else.
Supreme.
Now, Anav, who does need to undergo a psychological examination.
But Supreme, let's say that we do agree that we the water thing.
But you're still
not answering the question. But, the choice.
Wait a minute. Anav says that we spend too much time on BTR. But how would she know unless she's there too?
You can't have it both ways. You can't say I'm a responsible human being, but I blame it on TV, I blame it on the water, I blame it this. You can't make that.
I'm blaming it for black women being the way they are. I can't speak for women, right?
So I'm saying that all women are going through Woody Lynch syndrome and Stockholm syndrome.
We agree with you on that, Supreme. Okay, let's say the Willie Lynch, although it's never been authenticated, I agree. I think the Willie Lynch, from a practical standpoint, describes the dysfunctional behavior, particularly of the progeny of former slaves. Okay, I agree with you there. But at some point, and I encourage you to read Dr. Claude Anderson's book or even go to his website, he talks about a dual problem that impacts blacks in America. Number one is white slavery. However, he also points out that currently it is inappropriate behavior. And the inappropriate behavior part is something that blacks themselves would have to address.
I've never had a problem with what you were saying. I had a problem with you blaming the black woman when we're not the one who's... Black women don't program women.
Wait a minute, you're cutting out. Eric, can you hear what he's saying? Did Eric leave the room?
I'm gonna go.
I'm right here listening to y'all. Trust me.
Yeah, Eric, what is he saying? Is he cutting out on your end, or is this just my end?
Yeah,
he's
property.
Cutting out on mine also.
I don't know what he's saying. He's just coming in bits and pieces. What is it about blaming the black woman that you have heartburn with?
Oh, I guess he hung up. He's gonna call in on another.
Yeah, but see, the problem that he's not getting, he's not dealing with American black women. He's dealing with pretty much women from Africa or who recently came from Africa. So I would say those women, for the most part, are more relational. They have a stronger family structure. Would you agree with that, Eric? Do you follow what I'm saying?
Okay, yeah, I can see that, yeah.
We're
yeah,
missing each other. He hears what someone is saying in America, and he doesn't adjust for the differences in culture.
But the biggest thing that I think he doesn't adjust also is, you keep on saying, the responsibility of a woman making a choice. Like,
yeah, do you get
that
understand that he's speaking from a different perspective, and he's not adjusting
for the American
perspective. Do you pick up on that?
Brother, I'm well-traveled, right? I've been to about at least 8-9 countries in the world, right?
But that doesn't, you don't live there. You live
it
in...
No, I've lived in Spain for 6 months, brother. I've been
but
in
even
countries...
But Spain, that's
time.
Still different. They have a different culture.
Listen, my attitude, right, towards women never changed anywhere I go. If I was in America, I would get a woman within a year. I would have women. It doesn't matter where I go in this world. Nothing can't stop me because, like I said, I don't need to wait on women to come to talk to me. I will go to them. No
yeah, but
woman.
See, but see, even in that, you're not up to date. You're not dealing in the 21st century. I understand you, but what you've got to do is understand
You're older man than me. You're not with the time, more like.
Say again.
But Supreme, I have a hard time hearing you because you're basically saying that women are not accountable for anything they do.
That's right.
I never said that. I never
but
said that.
But that's what you're saying because
never
Supreme,
said that.
That's what you said because you said the television,
no.
You said the water, said things
no,
like that.
No,
but
no.
I never said
listen,
you said,
listen,
you know
listen,
what?
Listen.
It's wrong for women.
I am not blaming.
It is wrong
I am not.
For women to
I'm
do
saying
this.
That you guys are blaming. Saying it's all the woman's fault. I'm saying you
saying
are making them pay. I'm saying that's false.
I will be the first
one
saying,
brother.
I'm not going to blame
brother,
one at a time.
Brother,
hey, let's stay and go, Supreme.
Okay. How as a man, I'm going to blame another person
saying.
If I know myself? First person I look always for any problem is me first. After that, once I look at myself and I know who I am, and I know the choice I do, and I know the way I act with women, which is respectable, fine, and this and that, and the woman has an attitude, who am I going to blame? Me? I'm not going to blame me for a woman who has an attitude. I'm not going to blame me for a woman who disrespects me. I'm not going to blame me for a woman who is bitter. I'm not going to blame me for a woman who doesn't like sex. That has nothing to do with that. It has everything to do with her. It's about time that man would stand up as man and stop thinking that we're responsible for every choice or everything that a woman does. That's her
I'm
choice.
Saying,
she can make
I'm
the same
saying,
choice of being kind. She can make
look,
the same choice
look,
of being good.
Look,
she can make
look,
all those good choices if she wants.
Look,
but
look,
you have to
look.
Understand, Supreme, but a lot of women don't. Because guys like you is covering up for them. Instead
I ain't
covering
up.
You know what?
No
step up the plate as a woman. Step up. You want to be kind. You want to have a grand.
Let me introduce this little particular concept. I'm agreeing with Stan. Stan's agreeing
did
with Mr. Solution.
Agree
Mr. Solution's
that.
Agreeing with me. Why don't we listen to what Power
that.
Supreme
You're
has
the root
to say?
Of the fucking problem. Hear what I'm saying, right? Your people are the root of the problem, so you would agree with Stan. Hang on. What I'm going to say, right, is this. I'm saying I haven't got a problem with you guys blaming the woman. I say that to women as well. When they blame the man, right? But what I'm saying is it's not fair to make the woman take 90 to 95% of the blame. You got to cut that down a whole lot more.
All right, let's use a particular scenario. Let's go through this by the numbers. Let me show you how I say the woman is the blame. Okay, are you ready? So we won't just sound like a bunch of women here.
I'm saying the percentage.
Wait a minute. I'm going to give you evidence for my position so we won't sound like a bunch of cackling hens, okay?
Yes.
Okay?
And then tell me your number afterwards, your percentage, because you've already accepted the Woody Lynch syndrome, right? You've already accepted.
I couldn't hear you. I didn't even hear that. Maybe you need to get a little bit closer to the mic.
I said, right, you've already accepted the Woody Lynch syndrome, right?
Oh, yes.
So all I'm saying is cut down that 90%, 95% that you blame on the women. That's all I'm saying.
Well, that was Joe that said 95. I said 100.
Okay, well, you need to down that. Simple, you need to down that.
No, you don't.
All right, let me show you why I say what I say, Supreme. If you walk into a store and you purchase a product and it's not what you want, who's to blame for that?
Obviously it's you, because you should have read it.
Okay, so the person who purchases the product that they didn't want, it's their responsibility to get the right product, correct?
There's no doubt about it, but you know, brother, right? You know the advertising,
yes,
right?
I'm going 1, 2, 3 with you here, so you can see how one
all
gets...
All right, yeah, I accept that, innit?
All right, okay, now, women, wait a minute, women require in America that men approach them so they can make the choice as to which men they select. You follow
listen,
so far?
Brother, what I want to say is
would you just listen a minute?
Country. No, wait, because you keep on saying culture. I'm saying women in most countries where I've been to, right, European countries, right, and Caribbean, it's always been the same. Women expect men to talk to them. So,
what you are missing is that we are a country that are governed by laws. And
this
by
is
law.
You're governed by Britain, brother.
Wait a minute. Let me finish the goddamn point. In this country, men and women are deemed to be equal. No longer do those old standards, and this has been settled in courts of law, no longer do those old standards of male and female roles stand up. Men and women are deemed for all purposes in America to be equal. So there you have a fundamental difference. So when men approach women and women make a selection, just as we said, when one enters a market and purchases a particular item or selects a particular item, they are responsible for what they get. And the same is true when women select men. If they don't vet those men and determine, hey, this man is he's no good, if she chooses one of those 25% of the men that Joe talks about, instead of one of the 75% who are good men, loving men, then she has to be held accountable for her choices. Now, I'm not even saying she shouldn't choose an asshole. I never tell a woman you shouldn't choose an asshole. Why? Because maybe that's what matches her. But I do say when you choose an asshole, be responsible. Take ownership for what you do. That's all I'm saying. Is that logically tight?
Yes, but it still don't deserve 100% of the blame. The woman.
Well, okay, forget that. Okay, forget that. Erase that out of your fucking mind.
I agree with you.
Just go with being responsible, regardless of the percentage. Okay, don't get hung up on the percentage.
Okay, that's what I was getting hung up on, the percentage.
Okay, we settled that. Okay, yeah. I won't bring up a percentage to you, and if you hear me bring up a percentage, just think responsibility irrespective of percentage. And we'll be in agreement. So,
I agree with what you say. It's just 100%. Hang on. No, that's just much too We know that.
Wait a minute. A-Nab says, after listening to this show, it makes me appreciate my man so much more. No, it doesn't. She's lying, because she listens to these men as regularly as we appear here. And I'm not blaming her, because we are entertaining, damn it. As regularly as we appear here, she does too. So shut up, A-Nab, and get that psychological exam.
And phone your ass in and stop talking through with the keyboard.
But Supreme, I still come back, like we said. How come, you know, as
but
a guy, tell me.
But I already agreed.
But Supreme, let me ask a question.
How much of a
As a man. If I come to you as a man and I decided to basically hit my woman or do something stupid or cheat on her or do like this, as a man, wouldn't you come to me as a man and say you are responsible for that? You would never tell me as a man that, it must have been your influence of your TV, it must have been this and that, it must have been this. You as a man would come to me as a man and say, you know what, you decided to hit her. You decided to cheat. You decided to treat her like crap. You decided this. I'm asking you as a man, you come to legit, and I would expect you to do that.
Brother, let me ask a question, right? Now, you already agreed, right, to Brother Solutions' idea that most of our women and men need psychological evaluation, right? Right? You do agree to that?
No,
that a lot of us need psychological evaluation.
I agree is that most of the men and women need to take ownership of what they do. I don't need psychology. I think most men and women need to take responsibility for what they do. That's the number one thing that most men and women need to do first.
Brother, if they're mentally challenged, right?
No. As I do be mentally challenged,
help,
I could bring you a man who's mentally challenged.
How can you put the blame on the woman?
Responsibility has nothing to do with mentally challenged. Responsibility has to do with the choice you make and
it
the choice you do.
Mess, it does have to do.
No, it doesn't. Supreme, you can bring a person who's mentally challenged. You're still responsible.
Listen, I live near a mental health hospital, right? And you've got women, right? I had a friend back in the day, right, a few years back, right? And he had sex with this girl who was in a mental home. She looked very good, but she had the mental age of a 9-year-old. Now, he took advantage of her. She didn't know what was going on. She didn't understand what on what. She's not in her right mind. She's mentally ill. She's from this mental home. You understand?
Yeah, who made that choice?
So whose fault is
it
then?
Let's take your example that you're saying let's take that example. You said your friend decided to go out with a woman who's mentally challenged like a 9-year-old. But let me ask you the question. Who made that choice to be with that woman? Is your friend or not?
No.
Did he make that choice, yes or
no? No. We're looking at it from both sides.
Did he make that choice? Did somebody come with a gun and say you gotta go out with that woman exactly like a 9-year-old?
I'm not criticizing him.
I'm taking ownership. Did he make that choice? Yes or no?
Going around in circles. We're looking at it from the woman's side in that situation. And I'm saying to my friend that you took the piss because she's not in her mental right mind. Now, even that woman's not in her right mind, she can take some of the responsibility. Brother over here knew that she was mentally fucked up.
Supreme, you're not answering the question I asked you.
Hang on. A lot of men, right? A lot of players, right? Guys like bitch ass niggas. A lot of niggas, right? They know, they know a woman is mentally challenged. Sorry. A lot of guys, a woman is mentally challenged, right? They know that they've been through a woman will open up their world, no matter if a woman feels comfortable with you, right? what I've come across personally, I've noticed that they'll tell me their whole life story.
Okay.
You understand? And I've only known them maybe a few days.
Okay.
Yeah? And I'm saying, now it's up to me. Do I want to take advantage of her? Yes or no?
Supreme, let me step in.
You're again taking out the responsibility of the woman. Who forced that woman to tell you everything?
I'm denying the responsibility of the woman.
That's not taking responsibility. That's not taking advantage of the woman. The woman decided on her own to basically say whatever she needed to say to you. She made that choice. That's what I understand for you, Supreme. You're always covering it up that you're saying, oh, I'm going to take advantage of her. You're not.
Now, Stan, is he talking about a woman in an insane asylum? He comes in real choppily. Is he using the example of a woman in an insane asylum?
I'm not.
Mr. Solucci came with an example that he, as a man, he's comfortable and he talks to a woman. And basically, a woman decides on her own to basically reveal a lot about herself. And he's saying, go, as a man, should I take advantage of her? Because she does that. And I'm looking at him.
Wait a minute.
Open up that way? She did. She made that choice. You didn't
wait
make
a minute.
That choice.
Wait,
she
Stan.
Did.
Stan. Supreme, this girl has the mental and psychological capacity of a 9-year-old.
No, this is another one. This is a new one.
Another one.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying, brother, I'm saying to you, I said, the women that I've been around in my life, within a day or two, right, if I constantly talk to them, maybe two-hour conversations, after a while, I end up getting... hearing the woman will end up telling me their whole life story in a matter of minutes, in a matter of hours, right?
Okay.
And I'm saying now it's up to me whether I want to take advantage of her. I understand.
But you're not
the woman,
thinking about that's
hey,
where
I'm saying,
I
let me finish, brother.
What are you saying?
Let me finish. Let me finish. I understand. Let me finish. I understand that the woman, it's her fault. It's down to her because she's told me. Her business, what problems she's had with us in the past. And I'm saying that now it's up to me if I want to take advantage of her. Do you see what I'm trying to say?
No, I
so
don't.
I'm
because
takes
you're
two.
Not taking advantage of a human
two.
Being. How could you take
advantage
of a human being?
Look, I'm advantage. I am taking responsibility, but what I'm saying is that it takes two. I'm
no.
not saying that.
No, wait. Let's
two.
Take your example. So
what
woman
you
comes
want
to
as
me.
A man.
Wait a minute.
Supreme, do you have the woman that you want right now in your life?
Of course. I've got children with her.
Okay, you say, of course you... So that's... Okay, you have the woman that you want in your life right now.
Yeah, and I have a child with her. I have a daughter.
Okay, now, are you married to her? Do you guys...
No, I'm going to get... I want to get married to her in the next few years.
Okay, how old is the child?
Four.
Okay, why haven't you married her?
Why haven't I married her? Because it's finances, isn't it? I'm in a position where I'm financially comfortable.
Yeah, but what does that mean? I mean, why...
Well, you know like how you say you need... You know,
allow me to ask you another question.
Standard.
Would she want to get married to you right now?
Of course.
Okay, so... What's the difference in your getting married to her now as opposed to you saying you need to be financially comfortable? And you may want to say what that means. What is financial comfort? But why won't you get married to her right now?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, you know like how you say you need at least a year's wages saved up, you know?
Yeah, but don't you guys live together?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so
I mean, having this debate, well, you know,
a distinction without a difference. You guys already live together. You're sharing, you know, a domicile and so on and so forth. So, what would be the difference in your getting married to her? What's the real difference?
You have a kid, Mr. Solution. Don't forget, he has a kid also.
No, I heard that. I at least heard him say that. Thank you. But I'm trying to get to the point here, a logical point.
All right. Let me tell you again. She's still studying, right? She's still going to university. She's still studying. She's in her last year now, right? So once she's finished, right, and she's in a stable job, right, then I will do it then. When she's got a job and she's stable in herself, then once she gets a degree and she gets herself a job, then we'll get married.
Yeah, but what's the material difference? You said that she wanted it, and allow me to finish the question. She wants to get married. You say that she's the woman for you. Yeah. What's the real holdup? What's the holdup?
Brother, it costs a lot of money to get married.
How much does it cost to get married?
It's gonna cost
Wait. Let me ask you. Allow me to ask you another question. You've been to the U.S., so you realize where Vegas is, where people can go to Las Vegas and get married in a matter of hours.
Yeah, but those marriages are shams. Their marriages are shams. They're jokes.
Okay. And what about having a small marriage with friends and people that you know? Not a big wedding. What do you need a big thing for?
That's what I mean.
I've got a big family. And she's got a big family.
Okay, you could bring a big family. You think you could have a small wedding and a small thing that doesn't cost so much money? So. What is the real reason that you...
Yeah, what is the real reason? I'm trying to see it.
My woman wants a big wedding. She wants a big...
You hear that. She wants a big marriage. Do you want a big marriage?
She wants to marry him. Now, you're saying she wouldn't marry you without
a big marriage?
Well, all her family wants to be there and stuff like that.
Family could still be there, but we heard from you. She said she wants a big marriage. You think that do you want a big marriage? Do you want a marriage that costs $20,000, $30,000,
$40,000?
What are we talking
about? Well, I'm going to do it. Yeah, I'm going to do it, innit? And I've got a big family as well.
But you guys have been together for 4 years. You said 4 years, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you guys should go ahead and do it. You said that the woman wants to get married right now, so, Stan, I don't think she's putting up the objection. I have heard, if he's clear at all, and maybe he needs to, you know, learn how to be a little bit more lucid, he said initially it was he that was obstructing the marriage. He wanted to wait until he got himself better financially situated.
And her as well. She wants to
be married now. Is she anywhere near? Can she get on the line?
No way.
What do you mean, no way?
No way, man. No way.
You wouldn't have her talk in a conversation that you're talking in?
Not in this thing.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm not that woman that you had last week. I'm not her. You're lucky that you got this, but you know I'm gonna be real, isn't it? I'm gonna be real with you guys.
Yeah, but if you're keeping it real with us guys, do you want a big wedding or not? Is she demanding a big wedding or you're demanding a big wedding?
I want the whole thing to be there. It probably is partly. I'm not gonna. That is partly me.
Okay,
from, Supreme? Where is this woman from?
She's British.
She's what?
British?
Yeah, she's from Dominica, Caribbean.
Caribbean.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, Supreme, look, two things. Number one, the marriage is about you and her and your child, your offspring. It's not about your family. Now, I understand families, you know, obviously do have a place to play, but you all are the primary players. So I think this thing about waiting to get a lot of money, you guys have already done...
Yeah, but brother, I would like for us to save up for it, right?
I didn't hear that. Say that again.
I would like for us to save up, right? I don't want to put all our eggs into the wind, right? And then we ain't got nothing afterwards.
I think this is a sham, if I may say so. Is there a prohibition in your and her culture about fornicating or living in sin?
No, of course not.
You say of course not?
Oh.
So there's no morality about a single man and woman getting together without having made a commitment and having a child. That's not frowned upon in your or her culture?
No. It is a brother, right?
Like, say what? I didn't hear that.
If I meet a woman, I've had a very young, you know, with me from a young age. I'm saying that any woman that gets with me, unless you're a virgin, yeah,
this
that's
one,
the only way you get a woman having sex with me.
Saying this woman was a virgin?
She was a virgin?
You weren't a virgin before you met, right?
I can't. Well, you're breaking up. Was she a virgin? That's a yes or a no. Can you answer that way?
No.
She wasn't a virgin.
No.
Okay, she wasn't a virgin, so she had been with other men?
This is Shasta, everybody. And I want to know what that has to do with him marrying her, whether or not she was a virgin. I've been listening, so I want to know what that has to do with whether or not he married the
woman. He introduced that, so we were just getting clarification. We didn't introduce the notion of being a virgin. He did.
Well, what that got to do with marrying her?
No, I think he should get married to her, Shasta. You're coming in late. That's
right,
what we're trying to analyze and find out why. They've been living together for 4 years. He says she wants to get married, and he's bringing up this lame excuse about not having the year's salary in reserve. And I think that's a lame excuse. They're already living together.
Yeah,
you're laughing. Why are you laughing? Why are you laughing? Because of the contract.
I said, the solutions, you got me today, bro. Got me today.
Well, what is that? I got you today. What are you talking about?
I said, you got me today, bro. What's today?
Can somebody translate? I can't hear him.
I'm going to go on back in.
The thing I heard from the thing is that she wanted to have a big wedding and he was trying to save the money to have a big wedding. I'm like, why? Why do you have a big wedding if you wanted to love each other?
Right. You could have had a marriage. You could have had a wedding at the courthouse.
Yeah,
that's what we were saying. He could go to something that's the equivalent of Vegas and get married almost instantly within an hour or two.
Right.
Why don't you
that means it has to be deeper.
Together to her house, and that would be more smart than having a big wedding.
That's right. Exactly. Spending all that money on a wedding. They say the bigger the wedding, the quicker the divorce.
Exactly.
Look at Tiger Woods shit.
Well, I agree that you don't have to go out and spend, you know, $500,000 just to prove to somebody that you love them. That should have already
been. See, this is the way we out men. This is the way, because is Supreme still there? Is he gone?
No, I think he's changed.
Go out and call back in.
Yeah, see, he was putting up this straw man argument. His argument was not consistent at all.
Can I ask you, what was the, I'm coming in late, y'all. What was the topic of the show? What was the topic
of
today's show?
It's open mic.
It's open mic. We were talking about, we were saying that as a woman, you got to take 100% responsibility for the choice you make. And he was basically saying no, because you, as a woman, you could be influenced by different things. And I was telling him, as a man or as a woman, you still have to take 100% responsibility for the things that you do or you choose to do, the way you act on other people. If you choose
regardless of the influence.
Regardless of what you do, regardless of
the influence.
But that's part of being an adult. That's part of being grown.
Yeah, Supreme was being very wishy-washy on a very important issue, because one of the things that I asked him is, was he with the woman that he really wanted to be with? And he said yes. So my position, and they're living together, they have a child, 4-year-old child, so my position is, and I ask him also, does she want to get married? He said yes. And then I ask him, what's the obstruction? And he said, well, I don't have that year's salary saved up that you're talking about. I say that's inconsequential.
Yeah, but she's still studying, though. And
because you guys are already living together. You're already sharing finances. So your excuse doesn't stand up. In other words, it doesn't have the gravitas. It doesn't have the momentum.
But brother, what I want to do, really, I'm trying to take a for business.
See, look, what I'm trying to get you to do is to really do what you say you want. You say you have the woman that you want, so support her in getting married. Go
right.
ahead and do
fair
it.
Enough. All right.
All right, hold on. We got somebody else want to come in on the conversation. Hold on. Wait a minute. Stop.
Let's stun me now. Let's stun me.
Supreme.
Fuck
Supreme.
Me.
Supreme.
Oh, okay.
Supreme. All right,
bye-bye.
All right. Hold on.
Is that N.O.?
I don't know. We'll find out in a minute. All right. 504, you on the air. What's up?
What's happening? What's happening? What's up, E? How you
Is
doing,
that,
bro?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm good, bro. It's N.O. Low. What's happening?
Yeah. Hello, Low. Highly, brother.
What's up,
bro? Oh, bro, I'm good. How y'all doing?
Good.
Good. Glad to hear. Well, I'm going to chime in on this, and I'm going to get back out. First and foremost, I'll say it. You might like it. You might not. Supreme, if you've been with a woman, I'm going to correct you. You've been with her for 5 years because it took those 9 months for that baby to show up.
That's what I was saying, yeah.
Okay.
Maybe
so,
as a matter of fact.
Hold on. Let me finish. Now, if she good enough for you to live with, then she good enough for you to marry. Fuck your mama and cousin and all them people that want to be in the wedding and want to show up and want to show their face and whatever else they want to do. Fuck them people. It's about you and her and that baby. Fuck everybody else. They don't matter because when y'all go in that house, y'all going to be paying those bills, not those people. If you want to have, straight up, you want to have a little nice yard wedding or whatever and everybody show up and bring some or whatever, that's fine. But if you got to try to do it like Prince Charles and them, then, hey, you throw your motherfucking money away at your own will. That's you. I mean, you see how well that didn't work out. So that's you. So like I said, bro, you handle your business in your house. If she good enough for you to live with, I mean, that's your cow and your calf right now. So, hey, make it official.
I'm with that.
At the same time, though, Mr. Solutions, when someone poses a question at you, don't divert it away from you. And you ask Supreme 1,000 questions in his personal life, and he tried to answer the majority of them. Now, I've sat back and listened to people ask you, well, hey, when was the last time you was in a relationship? Oh, well, this isn't about me. This has nothing to do with me. Hold on, wait a minute.
What you don't understand, this is not the same. What I was asking him to do is to support what he stood for. Now, he talks about the quality of women. I was helping him to be...
I agree with all of that. Let me finish my point.
I was helping him simply be consistent. I wasn't being a bitch and running him down. I was simply helping him be consistent with what he had already stated. That's what I was doing. I wasn't being malicious, but I was, and see, because he was arguing about a nebulous issue in the first place. So I was getting clarity on his own personal issue. He's with the woman that he wants to be with. None of us are. We haven't found a woman. And he was also, you know, making the point about he was defending women. So I was joining him to defend the woman that he's with.
I understand all of that.
Okay, that's the point.
But what I'm saying is, as far as he's concerned, defending women, he doesn't have a place to do that because if a woman been in a relationship with a man for 2 or 3 or 7 years and he been kicking her ass the whole time and cheating on her or whatever, and she knew about it, then that's what she get. And she wouldn't be able, if I was a single man, to bring that bullshit to me because it's not my problem.
Exactly. Don't be an emotional tampon.
Absolutely. I would not be. If you are asked a question, please, be honest. Be a man.
No. It's if the question is relevant. It's not just any question. It's relevant questions.
So if someone has a relevant question for me, I'll answer it.
I don't have a problem.
My solution.
Wait a minute. Hold on. But if I was saying I'm with the woman I want, we have a child together, we're living together, you know, and then I'm not marrying her for some, you know, unjustifiable reason, then, of course, that's a point that we need to make. And that's something women don't do to other women, and that's something that most men don't do to other men. I'm in his corner. I'm supporting him and her. I'm not being a jerk and an asshole. I'm supporting them in their relationship.
All
and I virtually said to him the same thing you came back and said.
All of that is understood, but my point is this. What I'm trying to do, brother, is I'm trying to show you the bliss that you could have in your life that I do enjoy, because I've enjoyed it for a while now. And as far as it may be, you know, good or bad or whatever, indifferent, men or women are going to have odds, whether they married or not. But if you're in a marriage, more specifically than a committed relationship, then you have more of an obligation. So if I were to come on this station and say, hey, Mr. Solutions, well, when was the last time you actually had a meaningful commitment to a woman? Well, and you tell me, well, we're not here to talk about me. Then I couldn't get down to the root of the problem with why you're still single. Maybe you are because you want to be.
No. Actually, you're talking.
Remember, there are those 5% out there also. You got the 95 that ain't worth a fuck that, you know, Joe said. I said 85. But then
well, I usually 15. Say about 80 to 90%. Joe
yeah.
vacillates between 95 and 99%. But look here, you have Stan, who's a quality man, on his own business, 15. You know, articulate. You have Joe, you have myself. And Eric, until recently snuck one in on us. We didn't know that he had a woman. So Eric, I think, is dating. So you have at least three men on the line who are looking for quality women.
Well, I'll tell you like this, and I sat back and I listened for a long time before I ever chimed in the very first place. And I'm going to say this, Stanley. The very first thing that comes out of your mouth about a woman is if she's a beautiful woman, fuck that. You find a woman that you're compatible with, regardless of how the fuck she looks and how your friends think she's supposed to look.
I don't care about my friends. I care about if I'm attracted
to you.
Go ahead.
Listen. You find a woman that's going to be good for bruh, I done fucked over 100 some women. I'm telling you straight up today. You find a woman that's going to be good for you and going to be good to you. If your boy say, well, damn, Stan, she's kind of chunky, don't you think? You tell that motherfucker at 12 o'clock at night, I ain't laying up with you. Fuck them motherfuckers, man. You be with who's going to make you most happy. And I heard you say before that the women that is attracted to you, you are not attracted to them.
Yes.
You could be fucking by your princess, queen, however you want to word it, every day because she may have a little weight on her. She might not look like Britney Spears, dumbass, or whatever. I've seen this shit happen too many times, bro. You talking to a dude that's done fucked over plenty of pretty-ass women for happiness, man. Fuck them bitches. That's how it was. I'm just getting it to you straight up. Them motherfuckers don't care nothing about you. A woman will let you take her out 5, 6, 8 times, kiss you on your cheek, and the son of a bitch that's supposed to come over there and fuck her later on is going to come over there when you leave after you done fed her. I'm getting the cheek straight up. And this ain't just from the country and the south. This from north, south, east, and west. That's how the game is.
I know that. I'm not stupid. I know those things are what you're
but
saying.
If you find you a good woman who's going
to
be faithful,
but I need
who's
going to
have your child and
wait,
take
wait,
care
wait,
of
wait,
business,
wait.
You marry that
woman. But you could be a good woman, everything, but if I'm not attracted to you, what am I supposed to do?
My question is, what are you looking for when you say I'm looking for
somebody who fits, because I'm a fit person. I'm a person who's not a sport. I want to be with a...
Go to the gym.
What?
Go to the gym. You want a fit woman?
Yes, but that's what I do. What do you think I do? I have a gym at home, and I got a gym at it. I do my art.
First and foremost,
that's what I do. But some of those women, I don't approach women at the gym. I just go to work, and that's it. But that doesn't mean I keep myself in shape. I don't say to women, I want this, that. You know, look at the girl and say, I keep myself in shape, and I want a woman who keeps herself in shape. I don't want a woman who I'm going to date and say, well, I need to go to the gym. Why do you need to go to the gym? Because I did go out with that. Or a woman has a problem with weight, and then I tell her, not because I'm mean, but I'm telling your girl, baby, I think you gained a little bit of weight. Let's go to the gym together. Let's do something. It takes it personal. And then basically, you don't like me for me. I've been with that. I don't want that. I want a woman to look at her temple like it's a temple, and she does what she needs to do.
Well, sometimes,
you don't want a woman her body like a temple. You better stop saying.
Hold up. I'm going to cut him off because, see, sometimes you can look at a girl's mama, her auntie, her sisters, and her cousins, and all of them women have meat on their bones, and it ain't a damn thing she can do. She can go to the gym all she wants to, and she can get on this bullshit-ass diet all she wants to. But because of who she is and her foreparents are who they were, that's just how it's going to be. And so you mean to tell me that you shallow enough to be concerned about, you're a little chunky, man.
Wait. Let's go back to what you just said. You said that woman, whatever. First of all, the percentage of people are having weight problem, that's when you have an insulin problem. The percentage
very shallow.
Is it's very low. It's not shallow. That's the truth. I've done the research. That's not being shallow.
I'm just saying. Let me say something, Stan, because I've been listening to you talk. So let me say something.
It's not being shallow.
Okay, but I'm a woman, so let me talk, because I've been listening to you the whole time, and I had to jump in the conversation because I got tired of just sitting back listening to it. Most of what you're saying, what I get out of it, it may be different from how you're trying to put it across. But what I get out of it is you're looking for this, you know, this perfect woman, but it just so happens that when you find her, she's not looking at you the same way. So maybe you should lower your expectations just a little bit more to meet somebody who's on your level, because she's out of your ballpark.
Wait. Let me go back to what you're saying. Why should I lower things that are important for me? Being physically fit and being healthy, why should I lower that? That's important.
There's a lot of women that are physically.
Having ambition in my life and being an ambitious person, why should I lower that?
Okay, look, that's not what I'm saying. You don't have to change
Wait. Let me tell you. You're going to the gym. You're doing the work that you need to do. You're keeping yourself in shape. You should go out with a woman.
Is that the only thing that you're looking for in a woman? Is that
okay,
she looks
you
like
should
a
lower your standards.
You haven't said anything about her mental capability and what else she should possess. You've just said that her physical appearance is not what you want it to be. What about her mentality, where she comes from, what her beliefs are? Does that play any part in a good woman?
No, her physical look is important. The other thing that's important, are you an honest person? Are you a trustworthy person? Are you a respectable person? Are you an ambitious person? Are you a person who takes responsibility for the choices you make? Are you a person who's strong in this world? Are you a person who has a good heart?
I don't even think you'll get that far with the woman, because right now you're just so hung up on what her physical attributes look like that you wouldn't even have time to discover what her mental attributes were.
Okay, I'm not hung up on the physical aspect, but you're acting like the physical aspect is not important, which it is.
It is important. No.
Okay,
I'm not saying it's not important.
It is important. It is important. And do you have anything else? And I have other things that I want that are important.
I'm not saying that the physical attributes are not important. They are. I find someone that I'm interested in, I also have eyes just like a man does. So I'm looking at how attractive you are to me physically as well. So I'm not saying that physical attributes don't mean anything. I'm just saying you're so hung up off of them. She needs to be physically fit.
That's not what he was saying. It's not what he's been saying the whole fucking time that he's been on this show or any other show.
I listen to Stan talk all the time.
I know. I've been listening too.
Trust and respect. I said that meant all my show.
I get tired of people misinterpreting what we say. It's fucking annoying.
Okay, well, I've been listening to Stan, and I got my own ears. So your interpretation
you
of what he says and my interpretation of what he says are going to be different.
No, because he just told you something 5 seconds ago, and you just ignored it.
Hey, Joe, that's why
I'm listening to Stan. Everything that keeps coming out of his
mouth. Let me try to sum it up, but we can try to move ahead.
Did you hear the way I want to stop? You asked me, what else do you want for a woman? I want somebody honest. I want
why the hell is Stan still single? Why the hell is he still single?
Didn't you hear those things? Those are things I want.
So why the hell are you still single?
Why is it, Jesus, go
because,
ahead.
Like I said, because I did your dad's
fight.
I want somebody to jump on me. Come on.
Because he wasn't married. Why the hell aren't we riding Stan's ass? Because he can't seem to get one.
Yeah.
Why are we not riding Stan? We ride the green
because,
a girlfriend and a baby, and he's not married, but we don't ride the man who wants to have sex before it means anything. Come on now, let's ride the right person. If we don't ride, let's ride.
So go ahead, come up with your
you guys should be ridden.
Mr. Solutions and Joe and
Stan should get it because you guys have got a problem with getting women. And I don't have no problem with approaching women. I don't need women to come to me. Come to them. When I was single, no pretty woman, no woman that took my liking, right? Walk past me without me saying hello or good morning. You understand? I would listen. That's the difference between me and you guys. You guys ain't got no brain.
Let him talk.
Supreme, if you think that I don't approach women, I approach all the beautiful women. Don't get it twisted. I am not intimidated because you're beautiful at all. I'm not shy. I'm not that type of guy who's going to stay in the corner. You're beautiful. I find you. My God,
you're shy, brother.
I will approach you.
Brother,
I will approach
you.
And I will say
I don't understand why you ain't had a walk. You ain't got a walk.
What do you want me to say? You want to go to a night with me? No problem. Anytime you want to go, you come to New York, I'll show you how it is. And then you'll see. Because you're acting like you think that just because a guy's a.
You ain't going to find a good woman in a club. You ain't going to find a good
social
woman in a
place.
Club.
He's not going to find a good woman based on what he wants to do right off.
I mean, he's not going to find a good woman with sex at the tip of his brain.
Listen, when I was, the best places to find
women
is when you're casually walking or in a library or in a university, a place of where you're studying, the place and in the church. Even though you may
be in university, but I'm not studying in university anymore.
Yeah, I'm just saying, those are the best places. That's where I find
myself. Yes, it is. It is one of the best places, but I'm not in university anymore. I have my own business. Like, I'm not in university anymore. I go to
so why does the conversation always
to
turn
any place I can meet socially.
A woman?
Go ahead.
Can I ask that question to all of y'all? Why does the conversation always turn to Stan's need for a woman? Every time we talk, we always turn into why Stan doesn't have a woman, what he's looking for in a woman. You need to stop telling us on the show and go out and find it, bruh. Because we can't, I mean, we talk about it every day with you. Every day we hear you whine about what you want and why you don't
want. I'm not whining. I didn't whine for anything. For
we hear it every day, though. Every day we hear you say, I can't get a woman. I can't get a woman. Bruh, you need some new techniques. And we didn't gave you all the ones we
had. I'm going to defend my points, and I did do your test that you asked me to go this weekend and go meet women. I told
How'd
you.
That go? How'd that go?
First woman I met 7 years, went out with a guy who beat the living crap out of her. Another woman I met 2 years, not accepting a guy for not keeping her first.
All right.
Woman,
okay. Look, why don't all of you jump on me for a second?
What's up, Joe?
Okay. Why don't all of you ask me the questions? I'll give you my particular opinion because people are asking, how come you can't find this? How come you can't find that? So go ahead, ask me questions, and if they're not very, very personal, I'll answer them so that I can probably sum up the kind of philosophy that I and Stan and Mr. Solutions have. So go ahead, ask me, how come I can't find a woman?
Okay, I'm going
to
ask.
I don't have a personal question to ask you, Joe. I just have a statement to make.
Wait, stop. All right, now, we moving on. We done stayed on this little thing too long, and everybody yelling and screaming, ain't nothing getting solved, so let's move on, please.
Yes.
All right. Now, Joe, I know there's some other things you would like to talk about. So go ahead, Joe. Let's talk about something else.
Okay.
I thought it was over my head.
Everybody wants to ask
about,
to make a statement. I'm here.
Stan. I will mute you, brother.
No, I'm talking about the NFL thing that you were talking about.
Yeah.
Well, that's what we started talking about. Okay, now.
Yeah, okay. Getting back to the NFL, I looked it up. Couldn't find anybody that was voluntarily putting in, turning in their guns to security. So maybe it'll come back out tonight in some kind of news report, but I can't find it now. So my particular opinion about this is if they did, then it had to have been a memo from the NFL forcing the players to turn in their guns. And I don't even think that happened. I think Dungy, you said, wasn't he the former coach of the Jets?
No, he was a former
coach. Man, you know this dude, Colts.
So, I mean, maybe he said something that he gave an opinion, but, oh, okay, A-Nav, is this about it? Let's see.
I see the link.
NFL players are turning in guns. Okay, let's see how many. Because I know one according to a court order, had to turn them in after this. Last 7 days, seven players. Okay, seven players.
So we still stuck on seven players. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then, I mean, last night there was no specific number, so okay, we're at seven right now.
Right.
But that's better than none of them, wouldn't you think?
So is this voluntarily, or is this something that they
had
to do?
In the last 7 days, at least seven players around the league have gone to their league security officers to turn in the firearms that they possess in their homes. King said on Sunday night's broadcast, Muscle told one of his players who had multiple firearms, told the security officer, "I don't trust myself with these guns in the house. Please take them away." It sounds as though they did it voluntarily.
Yeah. Which you know, it's a good thing. I believe it's a good thing. If they actually feel that, you know, it's like that, then
you take a responsibility for yourself and what you know. I mean, only you know how far you'll go with a situation. So take a responsibility for yourself and saying, "I don't need to possess something like this," I applaud.
Really?
Yeah. I don't think I need to own a gun either.
Yeah, you need to. Every responsible adult needs to own a weapon.
That's what I think.
Well, wait, okay.
Every responsible adult. Now, if you get with these prima donnas, if you get with these prima donnas, I've had everything given to me because I was a good athlete when I was a kid and everybody kissed my ass because I've seen that before. And now I'm an adult and I make a bunch of money and people still kissing my ass. And, if I get upset, I don't know what I might do. I might throw a hissy fit. That's bullshit.
No,
every responsible adult should have a firearm.
But I also think you could be responsible enough to say, you know what, I have one, but based on a situation, I may use it at a time where that might not have been right for me. So I can also be responsible in saying, I don't need
There are plenty of deaths that occurred on accident. So that was a time then when it was not supposed to have happened, when it was not needed or necessary. But you still should defend and protect yourself and your family.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm not disagreeing with that.
No one is arguing that point. No one is arguing that point.
And I'm not disagreeing with it.
But what I'm saying is, if you know, this one disaster or incident, tragic accident happens to save someone else lying down the line that we may not even know about because somebody turned their weapon in, that's a good thing. I'm not saying anything about gun control or everybody should turn a weapon in. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is it's a good thing that they turned their weapons in if they didn't feel like they would use it responsibly.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, I understand that. My next point is this. Joe mentioned Tony Dungy. Well, Tony Dungy had a child that committed suicide just a few years ago. Do he know why? That kid didn't kill himself with a gun, but does he know why? A weapon had nothing to do with that incident.
Okay, then we're only talking about incidents that have to do with guns.
No. But once again, that's not the point. See, I understand what you're saying, but that is not the point. The point is, I mean, in that case, we can say about the Dallas Cowboy player who killed his teammate for drinking.
Right.
See what I'm saying? So that's not the point. What we're trying to say is if it's a good thing that these players turn their weapons in, just like it would be a great thing if somebody said, if he wouldn't have been drinking, maybe we can stop on alcohol. Well, we know that's not going to happen. You know, each person has to take personal responsibility for their actions, and that's what these players are doing by turning their weapons in. That's all I'm saying.
And your view and their view are going to be two different views because y'all are two different people. So your set on what's
responsible, right.
and they're set on what's responsible, it's going to be different.
Okay, that's fine. And, you know, I always look at the worst possibility ever. And let's just say that, what you say, 7, 12 people, whatever. Let's say that one out of all of those people, a guy has followed that one person all of this time and watched their child go to school and come back home and, oh, you know what? I'm going to rob that dude. I'm going to wait till everybody's at his house tonight, and I'm going to go in there and I'm gonna case that place down. I'm going to get everything he got because he always wearing this nice necklace and his watch. And so guess what? You wasn't even halfway prepared. You wasn't
prepared. But didn't, okay. And the point is, didn't that happen to Sean Taylor for the Redskins? So we know both sides of the coin. But the point is still, what you got going on back there, Lo? Come on, get it right.
Hey, Lo. Come on, Lo.
Come on.
Okay, but what I'm saying is, you know, regardless of what happened, certain things you just can't keep from happening. But if these players are turning their weapons in on their own, it's always a great thing.
Boy, I understand what you're trying to get to, but Joe did make a good point in another show when he said that if everybody thought that everybody might have possibly had a weapon, then there probably would be less crime.
Oh, Lord, you know what? Hold on, let me bring Chef Rob in. All right, Chef Rob, you on the air, man. What's up?
How y'all doing? Greetings.
Greetings, man.
You know, it was a couple of things I wanted to say, but let me deal with that last point there. You know, if everybody had guns, I mean, like, what about the paranoid fuckers that's out here, and then all the people that's out here that can go here, the schizophrenics that got guns? I mean, it'd be a lot of lead flying with them around. That if you look at the guy who shot the condo in Arizona, I mean, he was a lunatic. I mean, it's some of that. Some gun control need to be in place. I really, after seeing what I saw in my lifetime, I don't think a whole lot of people need guns. I mean, you ain't protect your home from all these foreign invaders. You know, according to that live Second Amendment, and a lot of these people ain't hunters.
Everybody. There's 305 million Americans in the United States, 88 million households. So let's say 87 million of them can turn in their guns, and the 1 million criminals, let them keep them. Is that okay?
That's not what I was saying, Joe. That's not
I know, but I'm asking, do you think that's okay?
I don't think the criminals should have guns, Joe.
I know that, but who's going to stop them?
This is what I'm saying. I mean, it's kind of a one of these kind of things where, you know, you have to do, you have to don't. Okay, so what makes a criminal? Okay, so yeah, I feel that, hey, we, you know, people are going ahead and coming at this situation a little differently, a little lopsided. I think they're going ahead. Thanks for doing that. I think that going ahead and seeing what makes the criminals, that's something that needs to be really.
Well, of course, we need psychiatrists and psychologists to figure that out, and people have come with their own theories. But in the meantime, people want gun control because they're afraid of guns. So why don't we have everybody in the United States who's honest and responsible, but just, you know, forget about the guns, no shotguns, no 22s, no splinter weapons, no zip guns, no slingshots, and they follow the law. But the criminals are not going to follow the law. And any criminal who's in a gang who knows that there's a neighborhood in which everybody in that neighborhood is unprotected, well, okay, we'll see what happens.
I mean, that, again, you know, what makes the criminal a criminal? I mean, I think you're going
opportunity.
I think you're going at the wrong way. It's almost the same with somebody who's on heroin. You know, you got to go ahead and figure out what put that person on heroin. And what makes a person so happy to go ahead and shoot another person, take another person's life?
Yeah, it's psychological depravity plus opportunity. If you don't,
how can we just give a person a gun and say this is based off of honesty and responsibility? We don't know if they're honest and responsible.
I agree.
Well, because most people don't kill people.
How can we speak for most people? We're not most people. You're you and I'm me, so we can't speak for most people.
That's not a logical argument. The thing is that if you don't want guns because everybody's afraid of guns, then the criminals are going to have them. If you have 95% of America unprotected, the 5% of Americans who have the guns are going to be the criminals, And psychological depravity of their psyche plus opportunity means crime wave.
Okay, and let's let Supreme in. Supreme, go ahead.
Yeah, what I was going to say is that I agree with Joe and Locke, because you've got countries like Switzerland, which has got the lowest crime rate in the world, and it stops invasion from other countries as well. Like, he didn't try and dominate Switzerland because everyone was allowed to have their guns, their weapons.
Wait,
let me finish, man. And I feel that if you're going to have guns, I think that should be considered, should be open to want to got your gun on you. I think it would be a better deterrent. I think with these lunatics, we're going to go out there and try to kill lots of people. If they can see that, all right, I'm going to raise my gun and try and kill, just kill 10 random people. I can see that. Or at least these 10 people, I can see 6 of them have their gun and it's out in the open. A concealed weapon, right? I think that's how it should be. It should be concealed. But I think that the gun, I wish that they had them loaded anyway. If I lived in America, I'd have to live in this world without have my gun. And that's very important.
I think what you said, was pretty much making my point. In those places where crime rates are low, education is high.
And guns flourish. Wherever the states are that have high gun ownership, the crime rate goes down. And wherever they have the low gun ownership, the crime rate is up.
I don't know about that.
Well, education plays a part, too. See, happy people don't go around killing, okay? So we need to have a good economy. But also, to answer your question again, psychological depravity plus opportunity equals crime wave. So for those people, and especially in today's times, if you don't have a job and you have, and the idle mind is the devil's workshop, and they have a gun and nobody else has a gun, seems to me that there's going to be a crime wave.
Why aren't we looking at situational circumstance? Some things are based on situation. That's not nothing that was planned. Now I'm a gun owner, I have a gun, and based on this situation that happened, if I have a gun, I think I'm more likely to use it. If I come into a situation where I feel threatened, I may have acted a different way had I not had that gun. But since I got this gun, I'm going to go get my gun first.
Well, yeah, if you're that psychologically depraved, yeah, but there are plenty of people who are. There are plenty of people who, when they feel threatened and there's no gun around, they get a baseball bat, a hammer, or a rolling pin, because all you have to do is take a look at the domestic violence where the women attack men, and what do they have? They have weapons. They
get them. I just feel like maybe, but that gun... then killed somebody. You see what I'm saying? I've shot
but
you with my gun,
did,
and now you're
the baseball bat did, the crowbar did, the knife I cut off the guy's, I don't even like that word, the prick. She did it. There are other women who do it. There are men who do it. It depends upon the psychological depravity plus the opportunity.
And,
so
and
even if
situation.
You don't have a gun around, if you're that psychologically depraved, you don't need a gun. But how's this? How about the guy who went inside the theater, and he was the Batman killer? How many people, I think somebody told me there was one instance, how many depraved people go inside a police station, start blowing up the cops? They don't. Why? They got guns.
There's been a few. I was looking at a video of some guy in Detroit went in there with a shotgun and started blasting.
I heard of, maybe that was one I heard of. But overall,
no,
if you take a look at the domestic violence, the bank robberies, the people who were killed, the invasions, the burglaries, the crime in the street, how many cops in their precincts have been attacked?
Not a lot.
Yeah, maybe 1/10 of 1/10 of 1%.
Hey, this is Mr. Solution. I'm trying to get the gist of where you guys are going with this conversation. For example, the Second Amendment deals with tyranny of the government against the people, and that is why the Second Amendment is in place, to actually fight and fend off the government. And, of course, it's understood that there is going to be crime, and based on the Second Amendment, people do have the right to arm themselves in their homes, and where state law allows, I think one can carry a gun on their person. I think that's the case in Arizona. But one could easily look up the states where an individual can carry a gun on their person. I know in a number of states you can have a gun in your truck, like a gun rack, and sometimes it has to be unloaded. But now dealing with the NFL, the NFL has rules. As long as they don't come into conflict with federal rules, they can, obviously, if a person brings a gun on the premise, just like at your job, that person can be fined or even expelled from the NFL. So the NFL does have power. Now, I don't think that they could, in fact, I'm sure they couldn't prohibit a person from having a gun in their home, because that's a federally protected right, as it were. But the difference in this and the other conversation we were having, and I was enjoying it, by the way, is that there's not the power. It's left up to the individuals, and unless they can work out an arrangement between themselves, there's really no power entity. As there is in the NFL, and you can make damn sure, given the profit motive of the NFL, they're going to correct whatever is wrong. And by the way, the NFL is nothing but entertainment. That's just entertainment. I hardly even watch football. Now, what I encourage people who watch football to do, if you're really serious, is buy stock in a team. They're traded on the New York Stock Exchange. So that would be those would be my observations regarding this subject.
Mr. Solution, what that got to do with? Let's get back on topic. Let's get.
Well, what that got to do with what? I don't even think you have a viable topic.
Okay. So what we gonna do is we gonna cut you off and we gonna get back on topic because you're the psychologist. So we know you just had to put in 2 cents real quick. So we gonna go back to everybody else on the topic that was at hand.
I know you could talk all day about nothing, but it's open topic Monday. There is no topic, first of all. Read the mantra.
Actually,
to
we
the
did
show.
Have a topic. Before you chimed in, we were all discussing gun
control.
Bring
up any topic they want. You may want to inform her of that, Eric.
I've already been informed.
You're not informed.
And
you're
I'm
a slick-mouthed, smart-mouthed individual, and you're the type of problem we're talking
I'm gonna
about.
I'm going to need you to get a woman. If you get a woman, you'll have less time to sit on this show.
Hold on. You
time.
Don't even know quality women. Don't tell me about getting a woman.
It's
you,
all right. That's all.
You know, shifted that responsibility onto the men. You can't even find quality women. So don't
it's
give
okay.
me that crap. That's just crap.
You sit here every day. All
you're flip-flopping and waffling and as
all
you
right,
usually
all right,
do.
All right.
The thing I
want to
add on this is...
Well, I tell you, Eric, bro, y'all some things. Huh? Who called me?
It's me, Sam.
Yes.
The thing that I was really shocked about what happened, the incident and everything, was this guy never had somebody, a friend or somebody close to tell him, you make choices in your life. He made a choice to be with this woman for whatever reason, and let's say it didn't work out, he didn't have the dignity or whatever, the respect of himself, saying, I'm not happy with this woman or I'm not happy in this relationship, let me go. I need to move on. He was a pitiful man that couldn't face up to reality, couldn't face up to what he needed to do, so he decided to kill two innocent people. And I don't understand.
Well, you know what, Stanley? And here's the thing. They had actually been through counseling. So, I mean, I don't know to the extent. Uh-oh, Stanley gone. Okay, I don't know to what extent, but they had been through counseling with the NFL and a couple other people.
That counseling didn't work, did it?
No, it didn't. I mean, apparently it didn't. I mean, he killed, you know.
You know,
I
we
mean,
got
he two people, himself.
Yeah,
and
whoever,
and
whoever the counselor was, they need to put that name out there, boy. Don't visit this office.
Somebody was saying, looking at the chat room, somebody said, but he was in a car a few hours earlier with a woman. Now, I didn't read that. What I did read was that he was outside of her apartment building, and the police had an earlier report of him sleeping in the car. So I read that he was actually sleeping in the car. The police, you know, had him roll down his window. Excuse me, sir. You know, what are you doing, you know, outside of the apartments? Oh, I'm waiting on a woman. She's not here. I'm waiting on her to get back. So he had already been plotting. He was waiting on this woman to come home, and she was gone. So in front of the police, he called her cell phone.
That was a different woman.
This the same? What?
No, that was a different woman.
Yeah, yeah. How does this case differ from the Jovan Belcher case, where the murder
this is the Jovan. This is the Jovan Belcher case.
So somebody.
Oh, this is. Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah, I'm familiar with that. Tom Likas did an extensive discussion or show on the Jovan Belcher case. He was raised by a single mother. They suspected that he could have had head injuries, but nevertheless, now his lady, and I forget her name again, she went out and she stayed out late. They had a three or four month old. And she stayed out very late with the girlfriends. They were living together. They were living, you know. And, of course, when she came home, an argument ensued wherein she was shot multiple times. And then he went and talked to the coaches. You know, he apologized. He thanked them profusely. And then within eyesight of them, he blew his own brains out.
Wow. See, I was not aware. I wasn't aware of the fact that there were two women in this situation.
Well, regardless of whether it's two women or just one woman, it goes back to what Stan and what Mr. Solutions and I talk about responsibility and about the education of men so that we all can wake up and understand that the problem in our lives, if it's our problem, if we're the cause of it, we are accountable for it and we have to change. If it's the woman, we can't give the woman a pass.
So what you're saying is...
What I'm saying is somebody's scraping the kitchen again or whatever they're scraping, they got to stop.
One needs to mute while you're listening.
No. No.
So this isn't about just women. This is about men and women.
Didn't I just say that?
Well, I hear y'all saying women so damn much.
Didn't I just say that?
I mean, y'all have women bashing
matches.
Didn't
I just say that? You're not listening. You don't listen.
Joe, you so aggressive, man. Let's stop that.
Huh?
It's ridiculous to say when men are talking about women. Women get together and tackle about men all the time.
What is it you're advising me to do?
So you sound a bit aggressive.
To chill out. Right. So every time I'm hearing something again for the 13th, 14th time, not just on this particular show today, but on all the other shows, when people are misinterpreting what other people are saying and giving their own interpretation, which is the same thing, I'm being redundant, I don't feel like chilling out. I've been chilling out.
Right.
This is why you ain't getting a woman.
People have got to listen.
This is why you're not getting a woman.
Here comes the stupid accusation. People have got to listen.
It's a perverted culture.
What you need to understand is that when people listen, they get two different perceptions. Your perception and mine are going to be different when we're listening to the same damn stuff. I'm not gonna perceive things the way you do. I am me, and you are you. So you have to.
So you're making an excuse for the fact that you just heard something 5 seconds ago when I just said men and women have to be responsible, and then you're bringing up the exact different topic, saying I didn't hear about men.
Because I've listened to the whole show.
Because you didn't listen at all.
It's okay.
Hey, you guys really love each other, so kiss and make up. Come on.
Joe needs to go on and relax.
I can't stand stupid people.
Sound like he needs to release stress.
That's why you don't get women, though.
Right, he needs to release stress.
Oh, yeah, right. Women. Don't get pissed off, Joe.
Wait a minute. Let me say this. That is such an infantile and sophomoric response.
Okay,
that's
I'm going down.
Not the reason. That has nothing to do with anything. In fact, assassins can...
Okay, now. All right, now, dang it. I told y'all stop. Good Lord. Sorry about that, but I just had to get my point across. Stop, y'all, okay? We are not dang going to pick on each other. We're going to come to a conclusion and find some stuff out. Stop messing with each other, God dang it.
Bring back Mr. Solutions.
No, he's still there.
Show it the same.
What I'm saying is, and I said this to the point he made, when you say that's why Joe can't get women, that is the polar opposite. That's not the reason at all. It's a societal sickness.
He sounds a bit aggressive with women. That's what I'm saying.
But she said she didn't take into account what he had said. I heard him say men and women. And she only took up on the part, you know, where you didn't talk about men, you just talked about women.
I didn't hear him clarifying that.
There's nothing wrong with that. But that has nothing to do with why men are single. It is a cultural problem. And that's where most people are stupid who say that they're not aware of the overarching and the overall cultural problem. And I know you aren't aware of it, Supreme, because you live in another culture.
I don't live in another culture. The British
you
culture.
Do. You live in England. You live in the UK. That's
there's
a different
no difference.
Culture.
What makes it less human if you live in the UK?
When I was young, I used to listen
yes,
to all
you guys
music.
Operate under a different set of laws. Your culture is different than ours.
Before,
not vastly
wow.
different, but significantly different.
This man is.
You're 23, brother, yeah? If a man looked at me wrong or spoke to me wrong and he could well.
That man is a mess.
Just like the youngsters in America are doing right now. My mind was just like this. If you spoke to me wrong, you could well have died just chatting to me wrong. That's what I'm trying to say to you. There is no cultural difference. You see what I'm saying? The women are the same. Like I said, if I went to America, anywhere in the world, I've never had a problem with getting women because I will go and approach a woman I like. And if she doesn't have it, I will move the fuck on and go and talk to the other nice woman that I see in my vicinity.
This isn't
that's
about
like.
Whether a man can get
you would
a
need
woman.
To read some of the studies
I'm just
on American
that you're
culture.
This with women. You're a bit aggressive.
Unaware of what's going on in America.
Like
you just
that.
Aren't
hey,
aware.
Joe,
man.
If you speak
yeah,
to a woman like that with that aggressive
Supreme.
Tone, yeah,
Supreme.
I'll
Supreme.
You, go
guaranteed,
on.
If I treat a woman like that, I'd have about 1,000 fucking broads in my bed right now talking to you.
Brother, if you spoke to my
okay.
woman like that, and you couldn't give me a good reason why you're speaking.
God damn it. I said, wait. Now, this is not what we're talking about, y'all. Let's get back to talking about the guns and junk. I don't know where y'all keep going off to this other side thing, but I don't want to talk about that today, dang it. Let's get
hey,
it together.
Hey, Eric, if they can sell this, they won't use the guns inappropriately. Look here, you're never going to get away. You can cover it up, just like they say. You can cover up shit with perfume, but it's still shit.
Yeah, but I'm just hearing like
I'm always going to back. If you listen to any conversation except between maybe if you listen to any conversation between women and women, or men and men, or men and women, it's always going to gravitate to the relationship. Usually the poor quality of relationships, usually.
Hey, y'all make me want to get a gun and shoot myself.
You can experience it for yourself, but I guarantee you.
Well, no, you can't do that, Eric. I said in the leg. I ain't going to shoot myself nowhere else, hell.
But with all this talking and no points being brought across, I'd have got a gun, too.
Oh,
hey,
but
check this out.
Yes, go ahead, Lo.
I'm going to tell you exactly what happened. I didn't know all the particulars as far as this broad coming home late and she going out partying with her girls and things. Now, I can't speak on anybody else's culture, but first and foremost, there is a point there, Supreme. There is a difference between what goes on in Britain and what goes on in these states. You can tell anybody else whatever you want to. Mr. Solutions is 40-some years old. I ain't. So I'm telling you what I know. But back on the topic. Now, what happened was she went out. She decided she was going to have some fun with her girls. Everybody know it ain't no secret. She balling. Hell, she got a dude in the lead. She balling. That's his money, but that's her baby. So she balling. They staying together. And so she came in late. He didn't like it. She said, motherfucker, you ain't going to do shit to me. I can do what the fuck I want to. I'm a grown-ass woman. I'm independent. Fuck what you got to say to me. Motherfucker, you don't tell me nothing. You ain't my motherfucking daddy. And so one thing led to another. His bitch ass went, got a gun and killed that woman. And he went up there to his coaches because if you ever play sports, your father is your father, but the next closest man to you is your coach. And so he went up there and talked to those coaches. They told him, hey, we really can't do anything about this. You're going to have to turn yourself in. He didn't see a way out of it, so he killed himself. Plain and simple, cut and dry. She talked shit. She told him, motherfucker, if I leave here, I'm going to get all your little football money.
That's right. Now, the question is, could this woman have done anything sensibly to save her own damn life? Did she have to be a smartass in front of him and lose her life? Was that smart behavior? That's my question.
She did not have to, but it was easy enough to, because you know yourself with all the friends that you have that's dealing in the child support system. Motherfucker, what you going to do to me, huh? I'll put your ass on child support.
Exactly. I stopped the conversation, you know? And I appreciate it. Now, did you document that? Is that actually stated?
I'm telling you from every goddamn body that I know that makes the
Yeah, this is like the normal male perspective. One thing I'm going to agree with them, but one thing that I'm going to guarantee, this is not the first time. Nobody shoots his wife for the first time.
That's his baby mama, but his wife.
Well, she was a live-in, live-in woman or whatever.
Still his baby's mama. There's a difference.
But let me ask you the question, though. Is there documented evidence? I know it's an ongoing investigation, but did she smart mouth about taking him to court and this sort of stuff?
You think that's going to come out?
Well, yeah, it eventually will, of course.
But of course not. Because right now,
if you got smart with that man or not, that's not a reason to go get a gun and shoot that woman. She
but it could save her stupid ass life, though, and women need to know that. It would have been better for her to learn to shut the fuck up and save her dumb ass life than to mouth off and lose it.
Are you
kidding
me right now?
This dude weighs 200 and some pounds, and I'm like 135, and I'm just going to keep mouthing. I'll keep running my mouth. What are
Thank you.
I'm going to scare him with calling the police. Oh, no, that ain't going to be enough.
So if I run my mouth, you're going to shoot me because I'm running my mouth?
Yes, learn to shut it up.
Let me ask you this question.
I'm not saying I would do it. I'm not even recommending it. I'm saying if you're that stupid as a woman to think that you can just mouth off, well, then so be it.
You know what? And that was my next question. Is this something that you condone? Because there's a lot of listeners, and there's a lot of people actually listening.
No, I just said no, but I understand it.
Who's swimming in the ocean?
Not only did he shoot her, he went and shot himself afterwards.
She domestically abused him. She psychologically and emotionally abused him by threatening him.
She abused him.
Yes.
He didn't do nothing to her, right?
Why
he didn't do not a damn thing to her.
One thing that you don't realize or understand, maybe you do, maybe you don't, but if this guy made it to the NFL, then that means that he's been caught up for a long time.
That's
maybe
true.
Maybe he didn't make an A on the test. Oh, no problem. We'll fix that. Maybe he said something inappropriately to an adult. Oh, well, you know, he's just being a kid. When the kid that doesn't play that well got slapped in the mouth and told to shut up. So we'll just look over him. See, this has happened all of that guy's life. And when he becomes an adult, he doesn't know any other way. It's always been like this.
In other words, he had more female in him than she did.
Man, it's the steroids that he's on. It's as simple as that.
Don't put it on steroids because not everybody.
It's the steroids, brother.
No, it wasn't all steroids.
Everybody has a good point, you know. Everybody has a good point. It could have been steroids. The fact that he was treated like a prima donna ever since he was in eighth grade. Charlotte has a point too, saying that is it mean the fact that I mouthed off and he can shoot me? No, he can't. He has to take responsibility for that. But also, again, Mr. Solutions is correct by saying if you mouth off enough.
Thank you, Joe.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, sure. If you mouth off enough, you know you've got to take responsibility. If you're going to keep
shoot people
because
they don't agree with you.
And okay. Thank you. You're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye. So
what a lot of women don't understand, they think that they can do anything and get away with it. And I'm not saying he was right for doing that. He was wrong. He was wrong for killing her. He was even wrong for killing himself. For both accounts. Now, let's roll back.
Hey, look.
She had done something like shut her fucking mouth. And not caused her own death. I say yay.
Yeah, and if she communicated the way every woman wants every man and woman to communicate, maybe her life could have been spared. That's not out of the realm of possibility, is it?
No,
hello. Is everybody all of a sudden turning to paint drying on the wall?
It's not out of the realm of possibility.
Okay.
But, I mean, hello?
Yeah, we're not saying that she was responsible, totally responsible. The guy is more totally responsible than she is. We're just saying a contributing factor to is, you know, maybe she mouth, and I'm saying that she didn't mouth off just that one time. And she told her
Everybody needs to mute.
Yeah.
It's NOLO, man.
Huh? What?
It's NOLO's phone.
Don't worry about it. I got it. Go ahead.
So the fact that she did it still doesn't excuse him from taking responsibility because he did a heinous crime. All I'm saying, I'm going to interpret what Rich is saying because I think he already said it well, is that she mouthed off in accordance with what N.O. was talking about. This guy either on steroids, like Supreme was saying, and or a prima donna, like I'm saying, or what N.O. was saying, combined to make this guy feel, you know what, you can't talk to me like that. But I don't think he did it. This is the first time she did it. And it doesn't mean that she did it five or six or seven times before, that he had a good reason to do it. What Mr. Solutions is saying is that if she could just communicate, her life would have been spared.
I don't think so, but I agree with Joe.
What?
I agree with everything that Joe said.
I've got a question.
Combination of everything.
What's your question, Eric?
My question is, who says she mouthed off?
Well, because I'm agreeing with this. I'm agreeing with the situation that N.O. brought.
She certainly
because,
did.
You know, she comes
home.
She came
in late. She came in very late. And I'm sure he confronted her about that. And she was probably out spending his money. And then she got real flippant with him and maybe even threatening to, like the other gentleman said, to take him to child support. That's one of the first things I thought about that would drive a man to kill a woman. So if women, if you do that, sometimes you may get away with it, and sometimes you won't.
Well, what if, okay, all right. So with him being at his other girl's house, you know, maybe he came in talking smack, and then he responded, and
that's
then
possible.
That's when.
Yeah, but he was paying the bills, Eric. There's a big
that's
difference
not, that,
when you're paying the bills.
Okay.
When you pay the bills, the person that you're paying the bills for, that gives you hegemony or dominance.
They get the right to shoot him.
Well, no, and we've gone over. No, damn it! But if you can save your dumbass life by not mouthing off, what choice do you want? Shut up.
Wow.
That's the only point.
Wow.
Shut up.
But I don't see where that.
I didn't read it anywhere that she mouthed off. I didn't even read that they even know what happened in
we
that
don't
house.
Know it's, what it, happened. The point is,
yeah,
if
see, the,
that
the
happened,
was,
would it be?
They were already having relationship problems and financial issues.
Probably,
that's what they were going
yeah.
to counseling for. So
oh,
it could have been, you
oh.
know, yes, they were already, they had
oh.
already been through counseling. With the NFL.
Like I said, it's not the first time they went through this fucking rigmarole.
Yeah. So, you know, who knows what it turned out to be. But I can't just...
Well, Eric, do you think her coming in past 2 a.m. may have had something to do with it?
Still not saying the guy is off the hook.
Yeah, but see, she came in at 2 o'clock, but he didn't come in until the next morning. So, I mean, they both wrong.
Yeah, they both are wrong, yeah. He's supposed to be taking care of her needs. She's supposed to be taking care of his needs.
Right.
If they're not doing it because she, okay, could have been a groupie who got married. Okay, she's looking for, and don't say she's looking for kindness and support and a good, kind man. She's looking for fucking money and status with this guy.
Absolutely.
So she doesn't,
absolutely.
Most likely, she didn't give two rat's ass about this guy.
Do you know that for certain, though?
What?
Did she meet him when he was in the NFL? Or did she meet him before?
See,
well,
this guy could when he was an All-American.
You know, and that's the thing. There's so many aspects that aren't known, so you know that's open to speculation.
Yeah, he met her through a teammate, so they didn't
right.
like grow
that's
up
right.
together.
Okay.
She was different. She was from Texas, I believe.
So he but in any case, we're not advocating it. We're not saying the guy should be given some sort of mea culpa. We are saying that he is responsible, but there are a contributory factor towards his getting upset, even though he may have been on roids and definitely was treated as a prima donna. was the fact that if she just shut the fuck up, she
would
be alive.
Let me ask this question. We'd be saying the same thing if she shot him?
Yes, if he shut the fuck up so that she wouldn't shoot him in the head. Yeah.
So what if she was just a control freak, okay? What if he, whatever she said, and she was basically trying to get away from him. You don't know if he was smacking her around or what. And he didn't want to go ahead and let her get away. If I can't have you, nobody else going to have you. So he put a bullet in her.
Yeah, and that contributes to 90% of it being him or 99%. What we're saying is that in order for her to save a life, like if a cop is going to arrest you for a crime you didn't commit, if you're going to say to a cop, the guy who has the gun in his holster and the guy who doesn't like you, I know my rights, you can't do this to me, and you're going to piss off the cop, and you know that the cops have a history of getting away with fucking murder, and you still open up your mouth, I have some sympathy for you, but you're still a stupid motherfucker.
All I'm going to say is maybe this woman didn't have to open her mouth at all. Her mama was in the house. Her mama was there. I'm just saying, why did it have to be her opening her mouth at all?
Everybody's because women don't know how to shut up.
Solutions, that's why you don't got one, because you don't know how to talk.
That's irrelevant. It's true.
We know women don't know how to shut up.
If you learn how to talk to a woman, you wouldn't have to worry about the woman who's running her mouth.
Oh, Jesus Christ. You know, it's like talking to a wall.
Yeah, because I don't like the way that y'all talk to women in the first place.
Oh, yeah, I know you don't like it. Oh, that's
y'all
just too
damn bad. About how you're
you don't want to take a look at certain facts.
Call me and Leah. I bet Leah knows how to be quiet.
No, see, that's the wrong stuff to say again.
That was probably Leah.
Men don't know how to shut up.
That wasn't Shasta. That was probably Charlotte or Leah, whoever.
Men don't know how to shut up. Men running their mouths like they know every damn thing, like they talk to every person on the planet.
And men do run their mouths, too. So, therefore, the communication, which I don't think is the absolute key, does have to come into play along with people saying, you know what? He has a point. She has a point. Let's consider what these points are together, and let's change. Does that make sense to anybody?
Yeah, and the thing about it, anytime you get with one of these high-profile guys, you've got to handle them with kid-skin gloves, just like the guy said. This guy, now, he did do hard work in order to get into the NFL because I think he went a little bit different of a different route. And he was making, if I'm not mistaken, $2 million. He had a $2 million a year contract.
Oh, he was cheap.
Well, that, you know, $2 million a year, that's still good. He had worked hard for it.
Yeah.
And so, like you say, guys who are in sports, they're used to everybody kissing their asses, kissing their behind. And when they come in contact with a woman who's very volatile, she doesn't know how to be quiet, I mean, you have an explosive mix there.
And if the girl is out till 2 o'clock in the morning, what does she think is going to happen when she comes back at 2 o'clock in the morning?
I would hope I wouldn't get shot.
But what does she think is going to happen? She does
well,
believe,
you know what? Maybe,
would you believe
maybe,
that an
you
argument
know what?
Maybe
might
ensue?
Maybe she didn't expect him to be there.
But she's still not supposed to be out till 2 o'clock in the morning. It's like the guy's not supposed to be out doing what he's doing.
Okay, here's the thing, though. Apparently there was some issues going on. She was out at 2 o'clock. He was out at his other girlfriend's house getting harassed by the police. So there was issues going on somewhere anyway.
Yeah, but Eric, what's a mother doing with a young baby, 3 to 4 months old, kicking her ass until 2 a.m.?
What is a father out there doing the same thing?
He's irresponsible, too.
So we agree that he's irresponsible?
We don't take anything away from the man because he's
irresponsible. We never look at the woman's irresponsibility.
No, you look at the woman's irresponsibility. And men, guys like you, always go ahead and want to put it on the woman, and I think that's wrong. It's not totally the woman's fault.
Hold on.
What happens is we have to put the responsibility on the woman that she deserves.
He said that she deserved. He did not say she deserved to be shot. We already said no.
But still, you don't know.
Don't you think that there are women who are supposedly accountable and responsible for their lives?
I agree with that.
Okay.
But that doesn't make your point. You go ahead and say it's my point. No, it doesn't. I disagree with you, but it still doesn't.
Okay.
Look. This man out here is worse. I mean, look, you don't know if this guy was going ahead, like I said, being a control freak.
He's an asshole. We're not saying he wasn't.
Okay, so go ahead, everything. Go ahead and speculate on what she did, what she did, what she did. She did. That's, I
because
think that's,
this is
okay.
our perspective by taking a look at the
and
world
right.
where every man, 95% of men, will excuse a fucking woman. We're saying, look, excuse the woman when she is excusable, but when she is responsible for her actions, let's put the blame on her.
She was responsible for getting shot.
Okay, can I answer Mr. Solution's question
first? That's a
stupid
fucking statement.
Okay, let me answer Mr. Solution's question because he did ask me a question. What was she doing at 2 o'clock in the morning? Now, and the baby was how old? 3 months?
Something 2 months?
Like yeah.
yeah, 3 to 4 months.
3 to 4 months. Now, and one of the mothers were there, right? Was there. So maybe, and just maybe, now here's another view, that the mother said, here, I babysit, keep the baby tonight, and you go out with your girlfriends, and y'all have a good time. That don't mean she was out doing anything she wasn't supposed to be doing. She was just out having a good time with the girls. And so whenever they got tired, she came home.
Well, if
what do you think, Eric, was the logical reason that she ended up getting shot? How do you think it went?
You know what? I really don't want to speculate. My personal opinion is he had some other issues going on, and it probably involved the other woman. I really think it did.
I do too.
You know, I think it involved the other woman, but of course we'll never know that. But that's what I'm thinking. So either he wanted to leave her, or she was telling him, hey, look, something's got to change.
Well, it's an ongoing investigation. The other thing I would say to you, and I give women guidance on this all the time, when you choose a high-profile man, you're not going to be the only woman. There are going to be other women, period, whether it's a politician, a police officer, CEO.
What do you mean other women?
Does
it mean that they're going to be sleeping with them?
Does that mean that the man has to partake in the other women?
No.
Exactly.
I mean, okay, yes, we know it's going to be other women because of the profile they have. But does
right.
that mean he has to partake in the other women?
Well,
no, he's irresponsible.
Eric just said it falls back on the man. See,
she made a choice to go with that man. She could have chosen other men. So when women choose high-profile men, they can just be aware, and I think men should not be too much of pussies to tell women this, you're going to have to share a man if you choose a man.
Okay, look, based on, because I read the same thing that A-Nav did, he shot this woman multiple times. He didn't just
shoot
her
once.
He shot her multiple times.
It's the drugs.
So the way I would look at it, it had to be, to me, it would be based off the other woman. Maybe she said something about that woman. She could have said something about that woman. She could have told him even that she found out about the woman. Or she was going to say stuff to her, and he couldn't handle that. But it was out of something deeper because he shot that woman.
Well, yeah, it was out
times.
Of rage. He may have cared for her or his ego. Either one.
Oh, and he shot her in the back?
So,
he
shot her multiple times, which is the point you're bringing up. It had to be either out of rage or out of ego. What's your particular take on it?
But still, back to the you just said it had to be his rage.
Well, that's what I said.
Yeah, that sounds like rage.
Enough people are saying, it could have been him. Maybe it wasn't her. Maybe for once it wasn't. Maybe just this one time it wasn't her.
We're not saying it was her fault. Who said it was her fault?
Mr. Solutions.
No, he
didn't. Everybody.
Well, hey.
Okay, he might not have said it, but he sure did imply it. Okay.
No. Let me speak for Rich, unless Rich wants to jump in. I said it was a contributory factor. I'm not saying that she is responsible. I'm saying, and what Rich is saying, is that she probably exacerbated the situation by opening up her mouth. She did not deserve to be killed.
Exactly. She didn't deserve to be killed. We agree on that.
God, everybody here agrees on that. Why is everybody always got a different point of view when we all agree?
This is all I'm saying.
It's just like if a person walks out into the crosswalk. Now, true enough, you have the right of way. However, it's good to look both ways just in case somebody can't stop or is distracted. So even though when you walk in that crosswalk, you have the right of way. I agree with that. And the same thing is true in a circumstance. The man shouldn't have killed her. He was wrong for doing that. But if she could have saved her life by shutting her fucking mouth, I'm also promoting that.
I still disagree.
Okay,
and there's another thing.
I
want to say this, too.
Let me say this real quick. After what he said, let me say this real quick. He's saying if she could have saved her own life, if she could have saved her own life by shutting her mouth, what if this man walked in the house with the right mind to shoot her regardless of what the hell she said?
Then
I got
he
a plan.
Is responsible
this is my plan,
and she's
and I'm
not. What's your point?
So you just made my point, that he could actually be responsible and she not be because
what did
this
we
could
say?
Actually haven't been a plan.
He's responsible either way. He's responsible either way. We're just saying.
You keep going back on what you say. When you're
God
talking,
sake.
You're implying
you
that it's her fault. And then
God
when somebody brings
English.
It. When
Chester,
somebody
you're
brings
showing
it to
you can't understand normal thinking.
You know what?
We,
I understand. I understand enough.
It.
Y'all just keep coming at that sister real hard,
good.
Man.
That's
God,
okay,
hey, let me go at you for a second. You're saying here that if the man,
because
Richard was saying if it's a high-profile man, you want then for us, you're thinking that we're taking away responsibility from the man. How about this? How about if we take a look at a whore? We know a whore is a whore is a whore, and we go with this whore.
Why are we talking about a whore?
I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about a situation comparable to this guy being a high-profile guy. If we know a woman is a whore and we continue to go with her, isn't it our responsibility once we know that this chick, once she's out of our sight, if she's continuing to be a whore, aren't we somewhat responsible for what she's doing because we know this is what she's going to continue to do? Or is that, did I somehow, what, use too many syllables?
We don't even like your
That's right. Now, a woman may not agree with that because they can't understand normal thinking, most of them.
So if we know that the whore that we are enchanted with, if she's continuing to go out, like, for example, of human bondage, that's a famous story about the same kind of shit. If we know that this chick loves to be a whore, is sucking dick on Fridays and Saturdays, and we know it, aren't we somewhat responsible for knowing the kind of relationship we're in? That's all we're saying about this girl. If she knows that this fucking guy is an NFL prima donna, she has to be aware that there are other girls that he has to be fucking. So she has to take some responsibility for knowing in advance that this guy is a horn dog, yes or no? Oh, nobody's saying anything.
Yes. Of course.
Your example has nothing to do with the topic. We're talking about the situation.
Oh,
we don't want to go off on
that. Supreme.
To expand your understanding, Shaster, you're in a unique.
He said Supreme, not.
You are in a
Shaster.
Unique situation
he
to actually
Supreme.
Grow.
He said Supreme, not solution. Know your role. Supreme talk.
Yeah, go on.
He Eric asked for you to speak, so Solution need to know his role and know his name. He says Supreme,
see, you're
not
being
Solution.
A smart ass. That's
it's okay, because
no.
I'm tired of you. Because I'm tired of you disrespecting women. The way
you're
that
being
you
a smart ass. I disrespect women who
guys
don't
guys
deserve
get
respect.
You disrespect all women.
Mr.
Sue,
that's
a lie.
Why do you think
you
come on the show? It's not because we disrespect all women.
Okay, wait a minute.
You guys are a bit too heavy-handed with women. That's I would say that you guys are too, on that level, I think you guys are a bit too heavy-handed with women. But I've seen Mr. Solutions is agreeable if the woman's agreeable to him. So he isn't totally disagreeable. Joe, you're just heavy-handed, man. You're just heavy-handed with the women, man. And that's why you ain't got no woman. You can't show
women.
That
must
them,
be it, Supreme. You know what, though? According to your theory, like I said before, I would have 1,000 broads in this fucking bed because that's the way women like it.
I never said that.
No. You didn't say that, but according to the reality of what the life is in America, the worse you treat the fucking woman, the more she likes it. We don't like that. So,
that's right.
The solution
yeah,
doesn't like it. I don't like it. And Stan doesn't like it.
I can have plenty of women. It's just not, they wouldn't be good women. They would just be, you know, like tramps.
Yeah, they would be either punching bags or codependent. You can get a codependent anytime you want. But they're not good for you. They don't nurture the relationship. That's what we talk about, nurturing. A mutual reciprocation is the bottom line is what we're looking for, and on a healthy basis.
That's
right. Give me the tramp. I'll take
them. That's fair.
No, but any person who – see, what you need to do is temper your statement with he can't get a good woman because there are so few of them. We read that out of Proverbs 31, a virtuous woman who can find. I can find plenty of sluts and tramps and whores and gold diggers.
There are plenty of them out there just for the taking.
Yeah, but brother, like,
let me tell you this, and guys know, like myself, know if you kiss a woman's ass and just cater to her and spend money on her, you can get pretty much any woman.
Well, I know this.
Okay, well, there's no problem then. What's the point?
Because you don't want that kind
I'm
of woman. You don't want to kiss her ass. You don't want to buy her affection.
I wanna
you
kiss
want
her
a
ass.
Woman.
I
want
to kiss her ass. You don't know.
Well, I mean, you know, when the lights are out. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I'm saying, you know, there's a way to, like, because you guys ain't got no woman, right?
No, no, no.
How do you know
you
don't
want
have...
a woman, any woman, under any conditions. That's the point you got to realize.
Yeah, but no, you know, right mind, hearing how you guys are just jumping on Shay, right? Like,
ooh.
And you're just having a conversation with her. It's not really like you're saying anything that's heart-wrenching or that's touching nerves.
No, 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 we
you
do
know,
say
you're
things which are important to bring.
All right,
you know, jump
all right.
Down
hold
her throat.
Hold it. All right, we're going to end it right there. We're leaving it right there. All right, we'll pick it up tomorrow, but we're leaving it right there right now. Right.
All right, good conversation. You guys have a good one.
All right, I want to thank everybody for joining in today with this great conversation we had, which was all over the place.
Yes, have a good
okay.
evening. have a great
Ooh,
evening.
Lord, have mercy. It's interesting, that's for sure. Hey, check
oh, yeah,
out,
and Brother Eric.
Huh.
Brother Eric.
Yes.
Jay-Z won that as well on Saturday, the House Negro Award 2012.
Yeah, that's
Jay-Z
what I said,
incredible.
Jay-Z.
Yeah,
that's what I said.
Your vote. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Supreme. Hey, what time your show? Your show on today?
Nice on Wednesday.
On Wednesday? All right.
We're talking about all the race wars coming.
Okay, cool. That'll work. All right. Thanks, Supreme.
Everybody in the chat room, Charlotte, ANF, Chef. Who'd I miss? Everybody in the chat room, we appreciate
Stan.
You joining us.
Don't forget Stan.
Oh, definitely Stan. Appreciate y'all joining us in the chat room.
Okay, now that she done said her little 8 cents.
12 cents.
Anyway, hey, I want to say thank y'all for listening today. Once again, we have a Facebook page, so if you want to continue the conversation, hey, go to Facebook. Go to Eric Let's Talk at Facebook.com. Let's Talk with Eric Jackson at Facebook.com. Hey, leave your comments there also. I'll be in and out, so maybe we can continue the conversation right there, okay? Now, as I like to say before I end the show, remember, when you go home tonight, man, make sure you see that special someone that's there with you or call them or do whatever. Tell them you love them and you appreciate them because you never know when they won't be there, okay? I'm telling you something firsthand. Okay, y'all. Well, until tomorrow, 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. I'll see y'all then. I'm out of here.